I'm just not sure I'd want to do a job that means at any point I'd go, no, no, thanks. I don't want any more chocolate. Because if those words ever come out of my mouth, then, I mean, shame on me, frankly. I'll be taken out of the sisterhood. Paul A. Young, Soho chocolate maker, thank you so much for talking to us here at Talk Radio. I absolutely love that story. Hayley Curtis, a chocolate expert at Cadbury's, has had her taste buds on her tongue insured for £1 million. Mm. I love the fact I keep saying taste buds on her tongue.
Where else would they be?
Yes, this is a good point. The person asking this incisive question, yeah. this is why you are the man you are. John Holmes.
Hello. Dark chocolate or white chocolate?
Oh, I don't. White chocolate's not chocolate. It's just sugar.
White chocolate matters.
No. White chocolate. Why don't you go and do a demonstration at City Airport?
I might well go and change myself to something.
I'm dark chocolate. Dark chocolate. Right, okay. Give me Bourneville every time.
Just asking. All right.
Although I did discover a wonderful brand in France, is it Truffe Noire? Mm. But they said it in the supermarkets. It's genuine. It's just beautiful. It's beautiful. In fact, I'm just in a reverie now.
Look at you now. You've gone all funny. You've broken out into a sweat.
I have. I have. Tell me,
chocolate sweat.
It's because I'm off sweetie, sugary things for a month, and it's doing my head in. Yeah. John, what's coming up on your show? Usual nonsense.
Yeah, of course. We'll be giving away some meat today. It's not chocolate, but it is meat. Chicken, beef, or lamb. It's a game of band or something or other. I haven't figured that one out yet, particularly, if I'm brutally honest. There's the big debate at three. Professor Stephen Hawking will turn up to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. And Keith Vaz has just resigned from the Home Affairs Select Committee.
Another unbroadcastable joke.
So we will be doing a Vaz doorstep challenge.
Excellent. You're a braver man than I am. Thank you very much indeed for that. It's 12:58. Coming up on Talk Radio, the news. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Stay tuned for John Holmes after 1 o'clock.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound? That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right home cover, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on 10 litres of Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £9.99 ex-VAT while stocks last. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and now here's Victorio. It's where the news go.
Thanks, I think, John. Coming up, Vaz quits after sex scandal. Hate preacher faces a decade in prison. And Sports Direct overhauls its working practices.
Talk Radio.
Keith Vaz has quit as chairman of the Home Affairs Committee after getting caught up in a scandal involving male escorts. The Labour MP says people who hold others to account must be accountable themselves. The Daily Mirror is among three tabloid newspapers which have published further allegations about his private life today. Here's its associate editor, Kevin Maguire.
You oversee the police and vice laws and drugs laws. You've struck a pose in public. You've given some people, including senior officers, civil servants, a very hard time.
The lawyer for hate preacher Anjem Chowdhury says he regrets breaking the law by drumming up support for the Islamic State group. The 49-year-old father of five is facing up to 10 years in prison. Two 15-year-olds have pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of a mother and her teenage daughter but have denied murder. Elizabeth Edwards and 13-year-old Katie were found dead at a property in Lincolnshire in April. Sports Direct has bowed to pressure and announced an overhaul of its working practices. Staff on zero-hour contracts will be offered of guaranteed work. It comes after boss Mike Ashley admitted to MPs this summer that some had been docked wages.
One of my kids went to work somewhere and they were 2 minutes late. They got fined 15 minutes pay. I wouldn't be very impressed by that.
Nine protesters have been arrested after the runway at London City Airport was blocked by campaigners from the Black Lives Matter UK group. It's caused major disruption with dozens of flights delayed and cancelled. Simon Woolley from Operation Black Vote has told Talk Radio the protesters highlighted some important questions.
If you go to the City Airport, a disproportionately large number of black people will be cleaning the airport, and a disproportionately large number of people will be flying on those planes will be white. We need to ask the question, why is that the case?
Abuse campaigners say there's still much more that needs to be done to protect people against revenge pornography. Since the law changed last year, there have been more than 200 prosecutions. The Crown Prosecution Service says it shows how the internet is increasingly being used to humiliate and control people. The outspoken president of the Philippines says he regrets comments he made about Barack Obama. The offensive words caused the US president to cancel a planned meeting between the two leaders.
The Philippines is a treaty ally of ours, but I always want to make sure that if I'm having a meeting that it's actually productive and we're getting something done.
And for the first time in almost a century, Miss America will feature an openly lesbian contestant when it gets underway later. 18-year-old Erin O'Flaherty is competing to take the crown after winning Miss Missouri in June. Bosses say the beauty pageant reflects a changing America.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A fine, dry day.
The president of the Philippines say about Barack Obama?
I can't say it on air because it's sweary.
Son of a whore.
Fine.
Carry on.
A fine, dry day, although a touch windy in the north, warm and humid in central and southern areas, highs of 24 degrees.
Thank you very much, Vicky.
Why are you calling me Vicky?
It's your name.
No.
Short for Victoria, we ain't got much time.
Well, no.
Vic?
No.
Vivi?
No.
V?
No. No. No.
We'll figure it out for you on the show. Right. No. 4 minutes past one. Here's Benjamin with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. New FA chairman Greg Clark says England manager Sam Allardyce needs time to improve the national side. England are second in World Cup qualifying Group F behind Scotland.
What is Julian Hartlebrook actually
win over
doing
Slovakia
here to heat
the weekend? Bournemouth chairman Jeff Mostyn says getting Jack Wilshere down to Dean Court was a team effort. Wilshere moved to Bournemouth from Arsenal on transfer deadline day.
Ben.
Jeff Mostyn told Jim White on TalkSport his chief exec, manager Eddie Howe, assistant Jason Tindall, and Cherry striker Benica Fobi, who's a close friend of Wilshere, persuaded him to make the move to the South Coast.
Well, I think there was probably a whole weight lifted off his mind. First of all, getting the decision, and then once settling in, seeing the atmosphere and how he's lifted the entire club, he must have been absolutely thrilled.
Finally, Rory McIlroy's up to third in the world golf rankings after his US PGA Tour win near Boston. The Northern Irishman jumps ahead of Jordan Spieth. Jason Day is still number one. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Five past one then, it's Wednesday, the thing of September, and we've got some sort of Tuesday, not Wednesday, that's right. We've got some sort of... I know. I thought so too. And the reason is, I obviously, regular listeners will know, I'm sitting in on Virgin Radio Breakfast this week. So I've already technically done a show today, which I thought was Tuesday. So I thought this was Wednesday. I got confused. That's all it is. We'll manage. It's fine. Honestly, don't worry about me. I'm all right. No, honestly, I'm fine.
Shut up.
Okay. Marta, press a button, please.
Talk Radio.
Can you pass the salad, please?
Oh, that's a glorious pass. Straight through the gap, find some space next to the butter.
If you're a Sky TV customer obsessed with football, upgrade now to Sky Sports and get 3 months for half price with no contract. You'll get more football than ever, 126 live Premier League matches and new goals and highlights on your phone. All half price for 3 months.
He's picked up the loose bread, feeds it through to the small child.
Search Sky Sports offer. Sky, believe in better. New Sky Sports customers only. 31 days notice to cancel. Further terms apply.
previously on the John Holmes Show.
And welcome indeed to the talking on the radio that is
ready and primed to keep people listening to this station
of Cass's boiled egg fetish.
And that's why you were late.
And Cornelius had eaten his salad. We call it drunk people. If you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio, home, of course, of a clip of Strictly Come Dancing, and it probably said Kinks, if that's how people address it. And in half an hour, Victoria, sniffing the news. Let's nip over to Radio 2, where Jeremy Vine cured a tumour through the power of prayer. Anyway, welcome along, it's Rent Buoyant.
Rent Buoyant is possible.
And that was good advice, I think.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey of twist of my feminine nature.
Good afternoon, then, and welcome to today's programme on the radio. That, on a regular basis, we try to pass off as some form of entertainment. It's Talk Radio Dans l'Afternoon. That's French solidarity there with the Calais lorry drivers. And we haven't cancelled the show, despite the President of the Philippines calling it a whore. Hello, then. I am John Holmes. The news thing this afternoon, of course, as you were hearing, breaking news with Victoria there. Keith Vaz has resigned as chairman of the Home Affairs Select Committee. He called a meeting with the Home Affairs Select Committee members, of course. Apparently he texted them to meet them and asked them to bring poppers. Some people never learn. By the way, we are on the programme today giving away a washing machine on the programme. Obviously, Keith Vaz claimed to be a washing machine salesman called Jim in his Edgware sex flat. So Talk Radio has teamed up with our friends at Rent Boy Scandal, and we're giving away a Keith Vaz branded appliance. It comes ready stocked with a tray full of powder, but it may or may not be Persil. We don't know. If you'd like to win a Keith Vaz washing machine, tweet us on Twitter. So then, what radio features are chaining themselves to today's programme runway then? Well, hashtag radio features matter. For a start, there's Headline Hijack, which will be at the top of the hour in the 2 o'clock bit. I hereby extend a cordial hand in which is placed an invitation to make up a news story and send it hither. And I'll be so bold as to say, hither, aimed squarely at the 2 p.m. bulletin. It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. Of course, the people who pop out for lunch, they don't necessarily hear this bit. They get back at 2 o'clock, put the radio on, they hear Victoria speak the news with this mouth.
This mouth.
And it normally says the truth because it's the news. And this mouth.
This mouth.
Then says a lie that we'd like you to send in to confuse those people who don't hear this bit. Here's the number you need. The lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's also a lonely luncher to meet and induct into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone, whatever the reason, home alone, work alone, Wong alone, and because of it, you can't afford to go out or eat, get in touch. Lonely Lunch, an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We will call you back. Well, Asprod Cass will call you back. You won't be able to understand a word she says because she's too northern. But if you press the red button on your telephone, you will get subtitles. There's work experience punditry as Aidan comes in to share the gift of music. Ah, we know how music can soothe a savage breast. So if you've got a savage breast, then that is worth listening to. There's the news in haikus. Current affairs, of course, covered via the medium of Japanese poetry. We will go out onto the streets to find out what the people think right now. Well, in a bit. Right now, well, in a bit. Are they thinking desk fans or crumpets? There is a diversity paper review. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Professor Stephen Hawking might well pop by to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. And we'll talk to our foreign correspondent in foreign about something foreign. Plus, you can win some meat in a game of band or royal variety show style stage act. Yes, band or royal variety show style stage act. The meat you can win, well, it's chicken, beef or lamb, your choice. You can also win a box of organic veg if you're a vegetarian, because we're not racist. Ginger Dave, not producing, chained himself to a student. Ginger lives matter. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Yeah.
Cheery as ever there. Listen to her little voice, little chirpy, listen to that again. Chirpy demeanour.
Yeah.
Right. Marta is pressing the buttons today.
Hello.
Victoria.
Yes.
Is doing the news.
Mm-hmm.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
Is doing the Vaz doorstep challenge. The Vaz doorstep challenge.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Is this powder whiter than white?
It's a joke about the Daz doorstep challenge and the alleged cocaine that he texted about the Vaz doorstep challenge. Hashtag white powder matters. I am John Holmes. For legal reasons, Keith Vaz didn't take any. He said it was for others. I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons on Talk Radio from Talk Radio. Shall we start with some music?
Yeah.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah. Times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl. Someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk. If I had no other way, our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Miss me 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do.
Good afternoon to you. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that, well, why would I be playing that?
Plain White Tees.
Plain White Tees and Delilah. Why on earth would I be playing that?
One of my top 10 Plain White Tees song, that is.
What are the other 9?
Write You a Song.
Yep.
Natural Disaster.
Yep.
Welcome to Mystery.
You're just reading this off Google, aren't you?
Our Time Now.
You don't know any.
A Lonely September.
Like everybody else, you only know one Plain White Tee song.
Big fan of 1, 2, 3, 4.
How does it go?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, that's just the counting. Anyway, that's Delilah and Plain White Tees.
With Delilah.
With Delilah, thank you. It's nothing like the Tom Jones original, is it? But why would I be... The question is, why would I be playing it? Why? Why? Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Why?
Delilah! My!
Why?
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 Delilah!
Delilah!
Why didn't you play Why, Delilah?
Because of that song I needed to play to link into today's big story that we're going to be talking about next. Today's great big story.
Big old story.
Big old story. Do you want to take a, as is ever, the way, hazard a guess based on that song of what we're going to be talking about today?
Keith Faz.
Why?
Because it's the big hey there. Because did he start his text with hey there?
No.
Hey there, Eastern European Rent Boys.
No.
No?
That's a Plain White Tees B-side.
Ah, okay. Is there someone called Delilah in the news?
Why? The Rent Boy? There's no one called Delilah in the news as far as I'm aware. I'll tell you what.
White.
What?
Plain White Tees. Is it because white people are in the news?
No. What, white people chaining themselves together to protest that Black Lives Matter?
No, just general white people, but that is an example.
Yes. Well, you're not a million miles away. It is airports.
Okay.
But it's not that one. It's British Airways, Cornelius. It's British Airways because a computer glitch today has caused problems with their...
Computers.
Planes. Plain white tees.
Oh.
Plane.
Excellent. Really clever.
So, we're going to be talking about all things plane-related, of course, both of which are in the news today. We'll do it next. We're going to be talking live to our reporter, who is down at Heathrow Airport in the BA area, to bring us the latest on what's going on in the world of British Airways and airports in general. We'll do it next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Petersfield in Hampshire, the southbound A3 is struggling. Some logs have fallen on the road around its junction with the A272. The A40 in Oxford's very busy because of the ongoing work at the Cutslow roundabout. Severe delays building for the A1 and the A1M in the Blyth area of Nottinghamshire. It's currently blocked northbound junctions 34 to 35 as you head towards the M18. There's been an accident involving animals which have been injured. And no change in Kendal in Cumbria for the A6. That's closed following a fire at the Westmorland shopping centre. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
In the town where I was born.
The next Full Set Breakfast is on September the 7th, and what a date in human history, going down on up Periscope, because on September the 7th, back in the day, the world's first submarine attack happened. When do you reckon it was? No, earlier than that. Earlier than that, 1776.
We all live in a
and a man called Lee in the Turtle went under the waves and tried to blow up a British frigate called HMS Eagle. 10 things you never knew about submarines on the very next Full Set Breakfast, you lucky people.
Yellow submarine.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's in the afternoons, and I can't promise you such high-octane material as 10 things you didn't know about submarines. Instead... They haven't got a guest booked, clearly. Instead, planes. Not submarines, planes. Because in the news today, of course, there's the chaining together of people at airports. There are computer glitches with BA, which have stranded passengers around the world. Ahead of that, some of your reactions have been coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in. Barack Obama says, no, your mum's a whore. And Toilet Wall in my local says, Keith Vaz is a waster.
Is that a typo?
Maybe.
Okay. Thanks very much for all of your actions, Duke. In the coming 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And now, apropos of the big story, we can go over live to Heathrow Airport where our correspondent. Got it, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Cornelius.
Yeah.
You're the correspondent. You need to go. We're live.
To the airport.
Yeah. Going live now to Heathrow Airport where our airport correspondent. Cornelius should be able to hear me now live from Heathrow Airport. Cornelius, are you there?
Hang on. Yeah, hello.
Hi, Cornelius. So you're down at Heathrow Airport for Talk Radio this afternoon.
Yes, that's correct. I'm currently in the departures lounge.
Okay, well, it's just get yourself settled because what great news. Oh, let me put some music on. Hang on. So, great news. What an exciting day if you're a big fan of airports that have been closed by protesters or planes that don't work because of a computer glitch. Passengers travelling with British Airways are standing angrily in departure halls today as BA admit that the old Hewlett-Packard they got from Currys to hold the planes in the sky is broken. Not only that, but Black Lives Matter protesters have succeeded in shutting London City Airport this morning. They've chained themselves to the runway. I'm not sure Black Lives Matter and chains is a great idea. They want to rethink that. That's a terrible message. But what of the BA glitch? That is the question. What are the passengers facing? How much disruption is there? Do black computers matter? Disrupted airport correspondent is Cornelius. He's live from Heathrow Airport. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. So tell us what's happening on the, quite literally on the ground as the planes seem to be grounded. What's going on?
Yes, there's lots of planes around with people chained to them, and I'm currently in the departures lounge where we have an IT technician desperately pressing control or delete over and over again, trying to discover what's wrong.
Is there any truth in the rumour that the same IT people who are in charge of this terrible computer glitch do all the ones here at Talk Radio as well? Is that is it Sex Luke from the website? Has he had a go on the computers there?
There are rumours that Sex Luke's had a go at lots of things.
Has he tried booting the computer up three times?
Yeah.
I mean, this is an in-joke now. No one's going to... Basically, let me explain. Luke works on the website here, right? And he came in one day and he told us all that he'd had sex with a girl three times. He was very proud of the fact. Told everybody. Well, he told one person. They told the rest of us. We've told the nation. He's now referred to as Sex Luke. Carry on, Cornelius.
Yes, no, we did see Sex Luke here trying to work earlier, and he rather inappropriately shouted the F word, despite the fact that it was not appropriate for that sort of workplace.
Yeah, imagine that. So let me look at some of the background on this. Now, there's talk, of course, that some of the planes had become sentient, and that the computers are actually like out of the Terminator, like in Skynet. The planes are sentient. We're hearing that the BA 553 flight to Miami has chucked a fit. Is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. It was up and downing the runway, refusing to take off when a pilot tried to take it off. Apparently, it's urging the pilot to insert its card details to fix the virus, but technicians have advised him not to do that.
The BA-402 to Barcelona has apparently travelled back through time and tried to kill the engineers that are working to turn the computer off. The BA-402 to Barcelona ended up naked in a bar, stole some leathers, punched a motorbike man in the face, and then stole his machine. Is that, what are you hearing about that?
Yes, that's all true, and apparently it's said that it could happen again, or maybe up to 3 or 4 more times, but apparently the second time it happens, it will be better, and then start to go downhill again.
Right. Could you comment on this for us? We're getting information that, due to the computer glitch as well, passenger luggage, is arriving on the carousels in airports around the world, coming off BA planes. The luggage is full of jet fuel, and the fuel tanks on the planes, just due to this computer glitch, are just full of pants and straw hats. Is that? I mean, I'm no expert. I'm no aviation expert. But am I right in thinking a plane cannot take off if its fuel tanks are full of pants and straw hats?
They are working on whether that could happen, whether they can get the planes in the air with that technology, but not at the moment, unfortunately.
Right.
So there's been more rumours that, due to a computer glitch, that decent food has been served on the planes as well, sort of edible meals that people are enjoying.
Yeah, that's not what British Airways would want at all, is it? Let's be honest. That's quite a shocking development. Apparently Gatwick Airport, I know you're at Heathrow for us this afternoon, but we're getting reports now that Gatwick Airport has gone missing. The radar was showing it to be, initially, it was there in West Sussex, but now Gatwick Airport has just dropped off the radar and we don't know its whereabouts. So what are you hearing about that?
Yes, we can't find Gatwick Airport at all. There's also rumours that Stansted may be off the map, but that's because no one likes to go there and it's not as good anyway.
Yeah, we are getting reports that bits of an airport, we don't know if it's the missing Gatwick, are washing up in neighbouring Kent. If they're identified as being parts of Gatwick, we will of course let you know as the afternoon wears on. Finally, Cornelius, is it right that the passengers are so disgruntled now, they're taking pictures of the planes and posting them online, so-called revenge plane porn? Is that a problem?
Yes, absolutely. Passengers who have been inside the planes have taken pictures of them doing that, come out again, taken the pictures, uploaded them to the internet, and people aren't happy.
No, I'm not surprised. Listen, Cornelius, our report, you can come back now. Come back now. Reporter Cornelius there. Live from Heathrow Airport. And live from Heathrow Airport.
All right.
Are you back from Heathrow Airport?
Yeah.
Our reporter there, our disgruntled computer glitch correspondent Cornelius there, live from Heathrow Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. If you've got a reaction on any of that and those stories, then you can react it in this direction, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 1:30, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Some breaking news in the last half an hour. Hate preacher Anjem Chowdhury has been jailed for 5.5 years for inviting support for the Islamic State group. The British-born 49-year-old had posted videos on YouTube backing the terror group. Twitter deleted his account after his conviction was revealed. Labour MP Keith Vaz has quit as chairman of the Commons Home Affairs Select Committee following revelations about his private life. It was claimed over the weekend that the married father of two paid 2 male escorts for their services and offered to buy but not use a Class A drug. Sky's political correspondent Darren McCaffrey has seen his statement of resignation.
He says that it is in the best interest of the Home Affairs Select Committee, that it's important its work can be conducted without any distractions whatsoever. He says he's genuinely sorry that recent events make it impossible for this to happen if he remains as chair.
Two 15-year-olds have admitted killing a mother and her 13-year-old daughter in Spalding in Lincolnshire. The boy and girl have pleaded guilty to manslaughter but deny murder. They're due to go on trial next month. London City Airport is facing questions over security after 9 protesters were arrested this morning. The group representing Black Lives Matter reportedly swam across the docks to reach the runway, disrupting flights. And Prince Harry has made a donation to the campaign to buy tickets for Brazilian children so they can go to the Rio Paralympics. The Fill the Seats fundraising bid was set up after it was revealed last month that only 12% of seats had been taken. The International Paralympic Committee says they've now sold 1.5 million tickets for the Games, which get underway tomorrow. The weather, a fine dry day, although a touch windy in the north, warm and humid in central and southern areas, highs of 24 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Lovely stuff. Great. Fine.
Thanks, John.
Sorry, I missed all that news. Can you do it again?
Okay, so some breaking news in the last half an hour. Hate preacher Anjem Chowdhury has been jailed for 5.5 years.
Just a highlight. Just praise it. Just highlights.
Chowdhury jailed for inviting ISIS support. Yeah. Labour MP Keith Vaz quitting after rent boy scandal.
Question. When he invited ISIS support, did he text it and ask it to bring poppers to his flat?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, just checking the details. There's Victoria there with the details. It's just coming up to after the few minutes after I last told you what time it was. And in the next half an hour, we will meet a lonely luncher, of course. If you're lunching alone, for whatever reason, we do want to hear from you because we aim to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. There's an email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And there is headline hijack. This mouth will say the news. At 2 o'clock, it ordinarily will be the truth news, but no, not at 2 o'clock, for there will be a news lie in there as well to befuddle those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. That's Headline Hijack. The lines are open for it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thank you. 1:33, which is just after I told you it was 1:32, and I'm only doing it to annoy the bosses who don't like the amount of time checks that I say. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, so there's reactions coming in to the main story, the big story that we were talking about this afternoon, which is, of course, the plane gate. Not the kind of gate at the airport. I don't mean like the gate to get board the plane. I mean, the scandal. The computer, BA have a computer glitch. There are people chaining themselves to the runway in London City Airport. Reactions, Cornelius? All reactions coming
yes,
in?
Yes, lots coming in, John. Overreacting rhetoric used for most airport stories says, well, the terrorists have won, haven't they?
Yeah.
And someone has said that they were responsible for... apparently they hacked the system, but they wish to remain anonymous.
Right, thank you for that. Also, they are calling it, the headlines, of course, saying BA and the glitch, which was... let me explain that to you, because BA was a truck driver and glitch right was a chimpanzee.
It wasn't a computer glitch.
No, you think so, wouldn't you? It's a bit like that early 90s late 8 whatever it was program BJ and the Bear, where there was a trucker called BJ, played by the actor Greg Evigan, and his companion in that truck was a chimpanzee, but he was called Bear.
Stop it.
No, you don't understand, Cass.
No, I do understand. Everyone understands.
No, you don't.
Because he was a chimpanzee, not a bear.
Let me explain it.
No. There was
the bear was a glitch.
No. Oh. Initially, the bear was a chimpanzee. His name's Bear, but he was a chimpanzee, right? He wasn't a bear. He was called Bear.
Yeah.
But the humour arose from the fact that he wasn't a. But I mean, he wasn't Earth sign at all. He was ape like. He was a chimpanzee, not a bear. Mm. And BJ was it was his best friend, BJ McKay. That was his full name, and my best friend Bear.
So what's this got to do with Glitch?
Well, BA, right, is the British Airways, which plays a trucker. At BA and the Glitch, and the Glitch wasn't a glitch; it was an owl. I think that's cleared up. Should we do headline hijack? It's time for headline. It's a bit weird today. Time for headline hijack, then. This is where you, my friend, are invited to make up a news story for insertion thereof in the 2 p.m. bulletin. As I said moments ago, Victoria will be talking the news out her face, and in it will be a made-up one. That's the point of headline hijack. Would you like to win it? Would you? Would you? Because now's your chance. You've got about 20-odd minutes to go before you... 8-7-treble-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. This is from Stephen, yes, who says, follow Hillary Clinton criticising Nigel Farage for appearing on Russian state TV-owned... Russian state-owned network RTUK. The RTUK presenter, Sam Delaney, has come out in support of Donald Trump. The talk radio drive time presenter has reportedly started wearing a Donald Trump wig as well to cover his shiny bald head.
Thank you. This has come in from Sarah. After Bradley Wiggins has blamed too many gin and tonics for his lackluster performance in the Tour de France, he has now struck a deal with a distillery to release his own gin. Bradley Wig Gin. He's going to be available on in all good off licenses and some quite poor ones from next month. That's from Sarah. What else have you got?
This is according to Frank, who says the Black Lives Matter protest has faced some embarrassment as it has emerged they actually staged a sit-in in the airport car park.
Embarrassing.
The police have not told the protesters yet about their mistakes, as they want to see how long they will stay there.
British Airways have apologised to all their passengers after a technical glitch. It wasn't a glitch, it was an owl. Has delayed passengers. The airline has said, as an extra apology, they're going to pick one passenger in a drawer. They're going to put all the delayed passengers' names into a hat, to pilot's cap. And they're going to pick a name out and gift that one lucky winner a retired Boeing 747 Airbus.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Well, just for your front garden. Yeah. Show off to the neighbours.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Great. So that came in from Dan. Thanks, Dan. If you've got a made-up news story, yes, it could get into the news at 2. Here's the number again, 8-7-treble-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then we will meet a lonely luncher. Somebody lunching alone. If it's you, why not get in touch? We will get you on the radio, have a chat about this and a chit about that. Make your lunchtime fewer lonely. That's us just reaching out through the radio grill to give you a hand through the day. That's what we're here for. We are your friends. Right, it's 20 minutes to 2 o'clock. A lonely lunch coming next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota. Always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders. BW.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Through Petersfield in Hampshire, the southbound A3 is struggling. Some logs have fallen on the road around its junction with the A272. The A40 in Oxford's very busy because of the ongoing work at the Cutslow roundabout. Severe delays building for the A1 and the A1M in the Blyth area of Nottinghamshire. It's currently blocked northbound junctions 34 to 35 as you head towards the M18. There's been an accident involving animals which have been injured, and no change in Kendal in Cumbria for the A6. That's closed following a fire at the Westmorland shopping centre. I'm Jarena Adams.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. I don't really need to tell you that because that little bit of production there did the job slightly below adequately. Anyway, I was just looking at the news. I've got all the papers here. I mean, all of them. I mean, there's so many papers. And they're all full of... They're all full of vaz, you know, a bit like that. Anyway, so the thing is all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius. We get many letters. I don't know whether you know this. We get letters. Every morning I come in here and I just have to walk over they don't even deliver them anywhere. They just scatter them on the floor. Mm. Look, let me give you an example. Dear John Holmes, Talk Radio, there's so much news, I just can't get my head around it. That's come in from, Sarah. Some Sarah. Mm. Yeah, you've got one there, I think.
Yeah, this is from, who's this from? Sir Trevor, who says, "Dear John, take news. Imagine it is it. He says he struggles to get a head around that is it. Yeah, yeah.
Many people do. Which is a big problem, but we're here to help, because what we do on this program, as regular listeners will know, is guide you through the news by breaking it down to its constituent and component parts. And when you do that, you end up, of course, with Japanese poetry. Are you eating your lunch on air again?
No. I'm not.
I mean, you don't have to eat it right in front of the microphone to be...
You're not allowed to eat in the studio, John.
Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Of revenge porn prosecutions top 200 4 writs out for the lads.
The news.
Too late there.
In haikus. Let's do Lonely Lunch.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
For 'tis the moment that we once again kick open the doors to the Tupperware Hall of Despair, whereupon we find a lonely luncher each day on a daily basis. The lonely luncher, of course, is someone just eating lunch alone for whatever reason it might be. We are here to help you through that. We can play the role of friend or colleague, helping you through and making you fewer lonely. A couple of questions, of course. What do you do? What are you having for lunch? And we can kind of go from there. You can set the agenda. It's idle chit-chat, awkwardly done. On the phone, then, is listener Kyle. Good afternoon, Kyle.
Hello, John.
Hello there. How are you, Kyle?
I'm doing very well, yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Thank you very much for asking. Yeah, fine. Kyle, where are you? Where do you listen from, Kyle? Where are you?
Well, normally I'm between Rochdale and London.
Yes.
But I'm currently off work for a few weeks, so I'm set in sunny Rochdale at the minute.
Oh, right, OK. Well, between Rochdale and London is quite a big area, isn't it? Do you want to narrow it down?
In what sense? What you mean, like, geographically, like Stoke?
Yes, if you like. Is it Stoke?
No, it's Rochdale, and I work in the city of Westminster, usually.
Oh, I see. So you spend a lot of time travelling between the two, is what you mean?
Yeah,
I thought you meant you just worked somewhere in between Rochdale and... Doesn't matter. So what do you do in the city of Westminster when you're not in Rochdale?
Oh, just HR advice and stuff.
So. HR advice. We could do with your help around here. You know, because somebody who works here is a bully that hates everyone.
Well, I did.
She is, yeah.
I didn't hear that name. I thought you were going to chastise your colleague for eating his lunch on Mike, so...
Well, Mike has left the room because of it. He's had to, you know. Have you ever seen the film The Cook, the Thief, His Wife and Her Lover?
Oh, a long time ago.
Yeah, you remember that scene in it where the protagonist, I think the thief, ate food off the dead, naked corpse of a lover. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Well, it's like that, but with Mike, who works here, and Cornelius is eating salad off the naked, dead body of Mike, who works used to work here till he died.
Why would you eat salad?
it's a fair point, actually. Anyway, what are you having for lunch? That's the question, Kyle. What are you having for lunch, the lonely lunch?
I don't know. I'm tempted by a crusty roll and some soup, but I'm still decided.
It's a good choice. I mean, when you say you're not decided, is that the choice between crusty roll and soup and naught, or do you have an alternative?
The alternative would be, and I've picked this up in London because we obviously don't have paninis up in Rochdale.
Oh, God, no.
When I'm in that London, I always have a tuna cheese panini.
Do you? That's you're a creature of habit there, Kyle.
I have tuna every day. It's quite sad.
Yeah, well,
for my lunch.
Sad
not every day. I might be having soup.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's sad for the tuna because, you know, it's been murdered. Now, so you're working at HR in London. What? And you say you're off for a few weeks. Why are you off? Have you fired yourself?
No, just sick leave at the minute.
Sick leave?
Recovering. Yeah, so...
Now, awkwardly, we are live on the radio, so if I ask you what's wrong with you, is it going to be awkward to talk about, and do you want me to gloss over it, or do you want to go down that route slightly?
You could probably gloss over it if you want, John.
But consider it glossed, mate. It's gone. Not even going to mention it again. So, you're on sick leave, you're in Rochdale. Yeah. Got out of that. I've heard that go so wrong on other programmes. You're toying with soup and a crusty roll. That's right. We know much about you now, Kyle. But the question remains is, why are you alone for Lonely London? Why are you alone?
Because I live on my own for these days. And it's difficult. When you're in two places,
yeah,
you can either have two people on the go at once or none. And I've gone for the none option.
Yeah, so it's a viable option, certainly. Yeah, I mean, people listening to this would be thinking, well, that you should go for the other option, shouldn't you?
What, the one in each port? Like,
yeah, well, let's metaphorically call the one in Rochdale your soup with which you can dip. You can dip your crusty roll into that soup.
Yeah.
Or you've got tuna in London.
Oh, well, I could indeed. I was thinking when I said one in every port, though, is that not Keith Bass?
In a way, it is. Yes. I suppose that's true. I mean, have you ever texted some rent boys to come round with some poppers?
A long time ago. I don't think texting wasn't invented then. It was just some 0898 number. I think.
Yeah. Or a pigeon. You could send a pigeon to the rent boys back then, couldn't you?
Well, I did notice that our MP was on your station yesterday.
Which MP? Which MP was that?
Mr. Danchuk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, him. Yeah.
He represents us all very well.
Yes.
We're all very fond of him.
Let's gloss over that as well. what would you like? Not illness or him. What would you like to idly chat about? Because, Kyle, as you know, being a regular listener, you'll know for a fact that we can discuss anything you like. We have a modicum of knowledge on most things and are happy to kind of engage in it with you as though we'd awkwardly met as colleagues. I mean, is there any particular subject you want us to sort of weigh in on, or just it's up to you.
Well, there was an advert last night on the television.
Yes.
And it was, is it called Real Housewives of Cheshire? Something like that?
I mean, if you like.
Okay. And so the continuity lady, it's very geeky, but it sort of said, coming up on ITV, and I think it was supposed to be B, as in B-E.
Yes.
But they sort of had like an Essex accent going, ITV Bay. I was like, oh, that's not how you pronounce it, is it? It's B, clearly.
Yeah.
So upset me.
Great chat. So, what, we've done telly, anything else?
I've got a telly, got a radio, which I listen to you on. Yeah,
quite right, too.
And that's about it, really. I've got a cat from next door that comes round, even though it's not mine.
No, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. So the cat comes round from next door.
Yeah.
Do you feed the cat?
I have a selection of cat-based treats.
Yes.
Well, cat-based, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say that's cannibalism. That's catabolism.
Yeah. The old good one.
Catabolism. I was going to say, though, is if you think of yourself as the cat, technically that cat has someone in each paw. Doesn't it? Because it's getting its oats, not oats, because cats don't necessarily eat oats, but it's getting something next door, and it's coming around to you, and then getting it there as well.
So, yeah, we've got, like, a cat in every port. But when you said the cat then, you sounded like George Galloway from Big Brother. You put a Scottish lilt to it.
Yeah, well, I'm not lapping milk out of the lap of the actress Ruud Lenska, though, and that's the difference.
Oh, very true.
That's the one difference between me and him.
Very true, very true.
You, by the way, you are now firmly inducted into the Top Away Hall of Despair, and you get, this is new, you get to choose a prize.
Oh.
Because we've now started, you've timed this well, because we've now started giving away a commemorative gift to commemorate your time on the radio with us, Kyle, and the choices are these. Here's my glamorous assistant, Cornelius, to run through the prize choices, like Generation Game or something, to run through the prize choices.
We have.
I need some music for this.
Yeah,
we should sort that out.
On today's offering, we have a Talk Radio mug, a Talk Sport 2 mug, a Talk Sport mug. What else?
A generic mug.
Just a mug. We would give you away a fork, but you can't find them for love for no money in this building.
What we're doing essentially, Kyle, is we have no budget for prizes. We asked for some Lonely Lunch Talk Radio in the afternoon's John Holmes branded lunchboxes. There has been no movement on that, despite it being 6 months. But what we're doing instead is just taking mugs out of the kitchen at a rate of one a day and sending them out as prizes. Eventually, there'll be nothing left, and someone will notice, and maybe then they'll listen to us. However, that's what's happening. You can also win a copy of my book.
Oh yeah,
A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. You could choose that off the metaphorical conveyor belt. It came out about a week ago. It's poignant, charming, and a masterclass in comedy writing. Press Association. A mix of Callie Moran meets the Inbetweeners, a hilarious must-read, Miranda Hart.
A slow read, paid intern Cornelius.
He hasn't read it. It's just he's a slow reader. So you could choose that off the conveyor belt, or you could choose a copy of the Metro, this morning's Metro, with hastily scrawled news in haikus on, that some of which Cornelius wrote on the train and then discarded. So it's sort of half haikus that don't work properly, written in Sharpie. Your choice, a mug of your choice, a book, or an old copy of the Metro, hand-inscribed by a talent-free Cornelius. What would you choose?
You see, I'm tempted. I'm tempted by the Metro. I could probably flog that on eBay for like a pound plus postage.
Yeah.
But the book, how many pages is the book?
It's about...
more than a Metro.
Standard book. Yeah, it is more than a Metro. It's a standard book. It's about, you know, it's 300 pages. It's a paperback book. It's a memoir of growing up, and there's a lot of... Yeah.
Are there any pictures in the book?
I could draw one.
I don't know. You see, I'm torn now between that and a mug. But then, is it like a personalised John Helmer's mug, or would you like Sharpie it or something?
They're black, though, so that wouldn't really work.
Black mugs matter.
Oh. I'll go for the mug, I think.
Okay, fine. Okay. Good choice.
Which mug? A Talk Radio one?
It's got to be Talk Radio.
Sure.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll throw in a free book.
Oh. Thank you very much, sir.
No one wants them. That's Kyle.
He'd rather have a mug.
I know. Unbelievable. Thanks, Kyle. That's Kyle. He's on sick leave for indeterminate reasons. He's a listener.
Really?
And he got in touch to be inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club. If you want to be inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club and choose from a glittering array of prizes, then get in touch. Here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And you could be on the list. You get on tomorrow, you get on the day after. You'll be on the list. And be inducted, as I say. Now, small matter, very quickly, off Headline Hijack. Who has won today's Headline Hijack and got their made-up news story into the news, which is next, masquerading as truth? Cornelius.
It's Nigel.
Where's Nigel from?
Nigel's from Holborn in London.
Hi, Nigel, from Holborn in London. Well done. You're into the Headline Hijack. Your words will be spaked by Victoria in the news next. After that, work experience punditry. Aidan is here for what that's worth with his music selection. And later on the programme, you can win some meat. Choose from chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. We're not racist. In a game of band or... name of Royal Variety Show style act. We'll be doing that before 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different. More than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique. Sights ever changing. Freedom. Flexibility. Jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental, conditions apply.
Morning. So you got an IT crisis?
Yeah, my machine's not responding.
Have you pressed Alt Command F7?
Alt Command F7.
No, F6.
You just said F7?
Yeah, I meant F6.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. Like the all-in-one breakfast wrap. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yes, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Anjum Chowdhury jailed after decades of preaching hate. Sex scandal sees Vaz quit, and former 1D star is anxious about performing solo.
Talk Radio.
Radical hate preacher Anjum Chowdhury has been jailed for 5 years and 6 months for drumming up support for the Islamic State group. Supporters of him and his co-accused, Mohammed Rahmani, received the same prison term. Shouted, "God is great," in Arabic during sentencing. The head of counter-terrorism at the Metropolitan Police, Dean Hayden, spoke outside the Old Bailey.
As part of the investigation, we've gone back over 20 years' worth of material. Chowdhury and Rahman are very clever individuals, and for many, many years have always tried to remain, in their eyes, the right line of the law. But in relation to this case, they have actually strayed over that line and committed terrorist offences.
Labour MP Keith Vowes has resigned as chairman of the Home Affairs Select Committee after allegations he paid two male escorts for their services. He says it's in the best interest of the committee, so its work can be done without any distractions. Fellow Labour MP Ian Wright thinks he's made the right decision.
The Home Affairs Select Committee was looking at things like legalisation of drugs, the role of sex workers and prostitution policy. I think there was a perceived, very strong perceived conflict of interest in terms of the allegations and the nature of the committee's work.
Two 15-year-olds have pleaded guilty to killing a mother and her teenage daughter in Lincolnshire. The boy and girl, who can't be named for legal reasons, have admitted the manslaughter of Elizabeth Edwards and 13-year-old Katie Edwards, but denied murder. Sports Direct has bowed to pressure and announced an overhaul of its working practices. Staff on zero-hour contracts will be offered guaranteed work, and a controversial six-strikes disciplinary system will be scrapped. More than 200 people have been prosecuted in the first year since so-called revenge porn was outlawed in England and Wales. A report by the Crown Prosecution Service has also revealed record numbers of convictions for violent offences against women, such as rape and domestic violence. Polly Neat from the charity Women's Aid says more support is needed for those affected.
If we keep seeing the level of cuts to domestic abuse services that we are seeing, that will impact on women's confidence to come forward, because it's all very well reporting to the police. But if you worry that the support won't be available, then you're less likely to come forward full stop.
Nine protesters have been arrested at London City Airport. The group representing Black Lives Matter reportedly swam across the docks to reach the runway, disrupting flights. And Zayn Malik has cancelled one of his concerts due to what he describes as extreme anxiety about performing alone. The former One Direction singer had been due to appear at Autism Rocks in Dubai next month, but says he now doesn't feel confident enough. He's previously pulled out of a performance in London for the same reason.
Why didn't he stay in the band then?
Well, I can't answer that.
Can he rejoin the band?
I'm not sure. Aren't they on a break anyway?
I don't know.
I think they're on a break.
I don't know why One Direction is news, but apparently it is, so we might as well try and deal with it. Find out the next bulletin if he can go back to the band.
Well, they're on a break.
After the break.
Well, will they ever come back after the break?
Well, it's just a break.
Well,
you didn't say it was the end, you said it was a break.
Yes, well, that's what they've called it, but you never know.
Right. Have you done the weather yet?
No, but I just want to say that that is news, because, you know...
It is news. Yeah, I agree.
Anxiety affecting things.
I agree it's news, but I just wonder why he didn't stay in the... Anyway, it's fine.
He's not here to ask anyway.
Can you get him on?
No.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Weather.
A fine dry day.
Weather.
Are you finished?
I'm on a break.
Are you?
Yep.
Okay, in which case I should be able to do the weather without any interruptions.
Well, you don't know when the break ends.
A fine dry day, although a touch windy in
weather,
the north.
Weather ended then.
Warm and humid in central and southern areas. Highs of 24 degrees.
Thank you very much. Victoria, here's Ben with the sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England manager Sam Allardyce needs time to improve the national side. That's the message from the new FA chairman Greg Clark. After the first round of World Cup qualifiers, England is second in Group F behind Scotland, following Sunday's 1-0 win over Slovakia. The Bournemouth chairman says Jack Wilshere's move to the South Coast is great for club and country. Wilshere completed the season-long loan move from Arsenal on transfer deadline day. Jeff Mostyn told TalkSport Wilshere has plenty to offer.
I think he's come because he knows he can add something of huge value personally to the football club, and as a consequence of that, regain his place not only at Arsenal but also within the England setup as well.
Rory McIlroy's up to third in the world golf rankings after his US PGA Tour win near Boston. The Northern Irishman jumps ahead of Jordan Spieth, with Jason Day still number one. Finally, Rugby League, and former England captain Jamie Peacock has announced he's coming out of retirement to play for Hull KR for the rest of the season. Peacock. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the government's announced that new parents are going to be encouraged to microchip their children in case they go missing. Experiments in Sweden have found that the number of missing children being found has almost doubled in the past year due to the measure.
Victoria, thank you very much. That's Victoria with the news and Ben with the sport. We'll talk to Aidan next with work experience punditry.
Talk Radio.
Just ahead of that, though, let's pop over to our rivals on BBC Radio 2, where, of course, the Jeremy Vine show is on. So let's see what he's tackling this afternoon.
1 minute you're enjoying the peace and quiet at home, having maybe a well-deserved cup of tea, and then you are convulsed with shock. Your beautiful child has spontaneously exploded. Sandra in Peterborough, hello.
Can I just say, Jeremy, that this sounds like utter rubbish, an exploding child. Do you have any evidence for this?
Well, we've got a geologist on the line. Perhaps you can help us. What is going on?
Sorry, your researcher said that you had a geological question to ask me. Children don't explode. This is absolutely ludicrous.
I pay my licence fee for this.
I don't know whether this in any way reassures you. Maybe it does the opposite, Sandra. But since I mentioned this with Ken Bruce at 11:30, I've seen at least a dozen emails come in.
Not true.
From people whose child exploded.
You've just made them up.
John in Rosecare in Cornwall. Says the same thing happened to me. I was cleaning the bathroom. I went to move the child from the shower and it just exploded right in front of me. I was shaking like a leaf.
Rubbish. John doesn't exist.
The blast was powerful enough to scratch the inside of the cupboard.
You're a liar.
Liar!
0500-288-291.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's right. Drown me out, Jeremy, you big
That's what's happening over on Jeremy Vine's show this afternoon, dealing with the thorny topic of exploding children. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's time for Work Experience Punditry. There, you regular listener, you'll know by now that work experience punditry is a thing at around this time every weekday afternoon on Talk Radio. And the reason we do it, well, of course, it's to road test, to train up the next generation of broadcasters, of critics, of pundits, with work experience people, with the added bonus that we simply don't have to pay them. Aidan keeps coming back like a sort of student chlamydia. Hi, and he's here again with his music, news and reviews.
Yeah.
Hi, Aidan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I saw Victoria fall down the stairs when I came up.
But you saw Victoria. I mean, she trips over a word, so I wasn't expecting.
She tried to make...
I'm used to that.
She tried to make way for me, but she just fell over. It was very funny.
Just stacked it?
Yeah, she just like... Because, you know, you go up and then there's the level bit.
I know how stairs work.
Yeah. But she kind of just fell onto that and I was just started laughing. It was funny.
Good. Yeah. Well, such a gentleman.
Right. Yeah, I didn't help her. Really.
Did you periscope it or anything?
No. Just live tweeted it. Yeah.
Good. Right. Aidan, let's go here with the music news. What have you got to...
Well, I've handed you some pieces of paper there.
Well, I just... Yes, you have.
Yeah, and what is on those pieces of paper?
A list of absolute bangers.
Right. So what's the common theme with the songs
absolute
that I've given you?
Bangers. I mean, I can see a banger. This is a list of songs.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the common theme is? Why do you think those songs would have been picked?
Because they're all amazing. I don't think there's one song on here which I don't know.
Okay.
James Pierpont, Jingle Bells.
So they're all...
You don't know Jingle Bells,
yeah,
Jingle Bells,
yeah, I know
bells,
that song, but I've never heard James Pierpont's
version.
Well,
that's it. That's just it.
Okay, well, that's not that good.
Okay. What links them all?
They're all judged to be earworm songs. Songs that have earworms or earwormy.
I see.
Right, so the scientists at the University of St Andrews have named the top 20 official earworms in a study as to what makes songs addictive. Now, they've come up with a formula.
Oh, I see.
Of five components that make a song an earworm.
Yeah.
So this is it. Surprise plus predictability plus rhythmic repetition plus melodic potency plus receptiveness equals earworm.
Right. And these are scientists that could have otherwise been employed curing cancer or something important.
Yeah.
And instead they've spent their time
doing this.
And government grant money.
Yeah.
To telling us what we already bloody know.
shall I run down 20 to 6?
I can't put a heck of a playlist together, though.
Well, do you want to have a... Look, I've left out the top five, because I thought maybe you could have a little guess as to what was in the top five.
Okay.
So go ahead. All right, okay. So, well, let's run through the... Yeah. Let's count down in the style of Alan Freeman. Remember?
No.
Countdown in the style of
a man
called Alan from 20 to 6.
Okay. Number 20, we've got Culture Club, Karma Chameleon.
Yes.
19, Meghan Trainor, all about that bass.
Great song.
No trouble. 18, The Rocky Horror Show, The Time Warp.
Oh.
17, Kaiser Chiefs with Ruby.
Yeah.
16, Michael Jackson, Beat It. 15, Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. 14, Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk. 13, Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Oh.
12, Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. 11, Psy, Gangnam Style.
Yeah. Mm.
10, Baha Men, Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh.
Number 9, James Pierpoint, Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells.
8, One for John Holmes, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Bring It.
7, Europe, The Final Countdown. And yeah. 6, Queen with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes!
Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody didn't make the top 5. So
right.
The top 5 is... Well, supposedly very strong. So there we go.
Top 5, Bon Jovi, It's My Life.
No.
Number 4, Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive.
No.
Number 3, Bon Jovi, Runaway.
No.
Number 2, Bon Jovi, Dry County.
No.
Number 1, Bon Jovi, Never Say Goodbye.
No.
Ooh, even though it contains the line, remember when we lost the keys, you lost more than that on my backseat, baby. Do you remember like that?
Oh,
I always get that one stuck in my head. Yeah. Oh. So annoying.
Shall I put you all out of your misery?
Wait, can I guess? Is the Beatles one?
No.
I thought Hey Jude might be one.
No, not in there. Didn't make it.
Is it Black Lace, Agadoo?
No.
That'd be a good one.
It would be a good one, to be fair.
Push pineapple, shake the tree.
Da-da-da.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. No, not in there.
All right.
Okay. Number 5, The Village People, YMCA. Number 4, The Proclaimers. I'm going to be... Queen, We Are the Champions.
Yes.
My Pharrell God. Williams, Happy, made number 2. And number 1
song.
Was Queen, We Will Rock You. Queen are in there 3 times.
Oh.
So there we go.
You said Queen didn't make the top 5.
No, yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody didn't make the top 5, which I would have thought would have.
Okay.
But it didn't. So there we go.
I still think the scientists would be better doing work
yeah, to be fair.
To cure a disease than that.
Well, have a chat with Bede Williams. She headed it up. She made the formula.
If they come up with a formula, you know, say, well, this is how a disease spread.
Yeah.
And they come up with the top 5 diseases. I'll work with them that infect the ear.
Yeah, yeah. This is how you get a disease stuck in your head.
Yeah. You know. Then they've done some good work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what does, you know, your ear, you get that, it alters your balance, doesn't it? That's number
yeah.
1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Number 2 is an infected lobe.
Right.
Number 3 is where the inner ear becomes a little bit inflamed.
Right.
Number 4.
An infection.
Grommets.
Yeah. Number 4, ear grommets. And number 5 is Never Say Goodbye by Bon Jovi.
Do you want a review? Do you have a review?
Yeah.
Okay, alright. So Everything, we know the band, Everything.
I'm very aware of Everything.
A quality
yes.
band.
Right? I really like them.
Yeah, they're my favourite band. They released my favourite record of last year, Get to Heaven, which is an excellent record.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been on a tour for a while. They're kind of ending the tour soon. And as a goodbye present, they've released I Believe It Now, which is kind of like a standalone single. It's been used on the BT Sport football show as kind of like a bed for it.
Right.
And it's a good track. Here it is.
Everything, what's that called?
I Believe It Now.
Oh.
Good track,
you should
good
have
track.
Taken a guess at what that song was called there,
John. You never can tell. I mean, it's no earworm, is all I'm going to say.
Everything released the track as a standalone single, and they have mentioned on their Facebook that they are now going underground soon after their tour has ended to work on the 4th album.
I thought that was the joke.
and which is quite intense. And they've been doing this for the last few albums, actually, where they would to sort of avoid burnout, they would finish a tour and then immediately go back to work on a new album to kind of keep the creative process kind of, you know, ongoing. So it's like a constant process, which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good track. It's not clear whether the song was recorded during the Get to Heaven sessions, because it hasn't been released as a B-side for the album. So I'm not sure whether it was recorded then or it's been recorded recently. But it's kind of keeps with the thread of the big choruses, the kind of poppy vocals, the kind of plucky guitars.
Silly hair.
Big sweeping synths. He has got ridiculous hair.
He's got stupid hair.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's the stupidest hair in music. And those scientists should do reasons why him off everything has got stupid hair, because there's got to be something going on there.
There's got to be at least five.
Yeah. I mean, it's not right, is it?
It does kind of feel a little bit like a B-side. I mean, the chorus is good, but it's not perhaps as catchy or as immediate as Get to Heaven were, because Get to Heaven is just an album full of bangers.
What were the other singles? Remind me what the other
Distant
singles
Past.
Were. Distant Past, of course.
Yeah.
When I was on a different radio station to this, we had an Everything competition.
Right.
Tickets to see Everything, right, I think
right.
it was, or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Good prize.
It was a good prize. And I think you found a great competition, which I think was your idea, Connie.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I think it was your job interview idea. I think it's what...
I've used it in a job interview for to get this job. Yeah. They went, what have you done? When I was interning at XFM, we had some everything.
Tickets and we played a game of Distant Pasta.
Right.
Right, which, for their song Distant Past, which was how far... Did we have a cricket bat or something? We had something.
Yeah, tennis racket.
So how far, and listeners had to guess the distance I could hit some pasta.
No, it was which pasta went furthest.
Oh, which pasta, that's right. So we had all the different types of pasta, spaghetti, cannelloni, probably penne, fusilli, cooked, right? So, and which of the pastas would travel furthest when hit with a tennis racket?
Right, and what pasta did travel the furthest?
I can't remember, but I remember...
I think it was tortellini.
I think it might have been. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The ravioli kind of exploded, I remember that.
Right, yes.
And the cleaners were really angry about that.
You didn't do it outside?
Well, we did it on...
A roof terrace.
That they use for corporate entertaining. I mean, it's fine.
During the entertaining.
Yeah. Anyway, distant pasta there. We should bring that back.
We should.
I don't know why, but let's...
We should bring that Distant Past.
It's radio gold.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, right. That's everything. Yeah. So what we're going to do after the traffic and travel with, I don't know, is it with Jamie Adams today? I don't know.
No one listens to it.
No, fine. So what we're going to be talking about next, Aidan?
We've got some Aluna George, and we've also got some Sampha and some Alicia Keys.
Some Peppa Pig as well, by the time. Okay, Aidan here with Work Experience Punditry. It is the music review. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has, at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new cars at their sales event between the 8th and 12th of September. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Sales Event. Simple. On selected models across the range, at participating retailers from the 8th to the 12th of September. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound? That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right home cover, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The closure of the A1M in South Yorkshire is causing severe delays. There's been an accident involving a horse box between junction 35, the M18, and junction 34. Your congestion on the northbound side back to Ranby, your southbound delays are back to Mar. So significant queues in both directions there. An overturned vehicle causing congestion on Cheshire's eastbound M56. That's around junction 11 for Preston Brook. And Kent's coastbound M2 is very busy. A trailer's overturned between 3 for Rochester and 4 for Gillingham. I'm Jarena Adams.
Dirty. Board up the windows.
Filthy.
Call in the dog.
Nest.
Speed dial your mum and tell her that you love her.
Dirty.
A showdown is coming to town. The strutters saved on their car insurance. The builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Car versus home insurance. Go to Money Supermarket and see where you could save the most.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some of your reactions coming in just before we continue the music reviewing. You can react, of course, to Talk Radio. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius, what reactions
have
been coming in?
Lots coming in. We've been asking, what are you doing? Paul says, taking the family to the beach. Gary says, the Macarena. And Ricky says, Jan from next door.
Right. Keep your reactions coming in. They're all very welcome. It's 2:22. Let's music. We have covered everything, and their current single, new single. We have talked Earworm, the waste of money and time scientists have been ploughing into, working out what songs people like when they could be curing diseases. Robin Kemp has tweeted, at John Holmes 1, at Talk Radio, at Cornelius. To this day, I still sing hashtag Distant Pasta every time I hear that song by Everything Everything. Because it's obviously somebody who used to listen to us on XFM and Radio X and has followed us over. Look at that. Look at that right there.
There's one. We can write his name down.
One. Robin.
Robin.
Good. Fine. So Aidan's here. He's got music things. What's next?
Aluna George. So they're kind of sort of a duo of electronic
stuff. So when you went, yeah, it was George Pig.
No.
Pepper's little brother.
That was to denote my potential reaction to this song.
Okay.
Yeah. So they've released 4 singles for their upcoming album, I Remember, set for a release on September the 10th. I'm going to play you the 4th of those singles, and it's called Mediator. Here we are.
I'm not gonna get political, but darling, there's no hope for you. You come knocking at my door, and who's gonna pick you up the floor? Yeah, who's the one who's really tall?
Very boring, isn't it?
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they got hyped, right, when they were first kind of emerged and they released their debut.
Oh, I mean, people were hyped.
People were loving them. And I remember listening to it, and I was thinking, this is really bottom of the barrel.
That sounded
stuff.
Like Lily Allen without the vaguely interesting bit of Lily Allen.
Exactly.
Which is being sick on 2 cans of cider.
Yeah.
If they put the noise of Lily Allen being sick after 2 cans of cider at the Notting Hill Festival, carnival, over that, that would be better.
It would have been fun, wouldn't it? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nicely produced, to be fair. She's got an all right voice. There's some nice features in the track. But, I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of just a
I mean, you're not. Yeah, you know I can't envision. When would you listen to
exactly.
that?
Exactly, right.
In a lift. It sounds like good lift music,
it does, yeah.
actually.
But then I don't take that as a compliment, to
no.
be honest with you. Like, I remember I was in, you know, one of the many panini joints in the country, in the city, rather.
The what joint?
Panini, you know.
Oh, panini.
Posh cafes.
Yes,
and they had
yeah.
kind of, you know, that this kind of sort of boring music in the background. And I was saying to someone, you know, this is awful. Because they had it a bit too loud as well. And then he said, well, yeah, but this kind of music is written for, you know, your panini shops of the world.
Well, it sells more panini.
And to be fair,
there
yeah.
are scientists who would do the work. They do that. It's seriously.
Yeah,
it
mm. University of St. Andrews. Yeah,
they would play... proper scientists. They would play mood music makes yeah. people eat different things. That has been experimented on. And yeah. listening to that in a panini shop yeah. makes people buy more paninis. Because
yeah,
what they do
paninis,
is
yeah.
they open them, take out the melted cheese and shove it in their ears so they don't have to listen to the bloody crap. And it sells a lot of paninis
exactly.
that way.
So there we go. Elton John's new single. Pretty boring.
What's next?
Up next, we've got some Sampha. Now, Sampha is... are you familiar with Subtract?
Yes.
So, yeah, exactly. So on his...
sort of like a poor episode of Countdown.
So on his first and second album, actually, Sampha featured on Subtract's tracks a lot. Provided a lot of the singing. He's got a very good voice. He's also recently appeared on Frank Ocean's new album. And early on this year,
who bloody hasn't?
Yeah, exactly. And earlier this year, he also appeared on a Kanye West track on Kanye's new album. So he's been about a bit, and he's now releasing his own music. And I've got a track here called "Blood on Me."
Is it about sharks?
No. Oh. I don't think so.
Well, they smell the blood on me. They're coming for me.
Yeah, maybe it is.
It's got a sharky vibe.
Maybe he watched Jaws and then he went that
track. Are we honest?
So, you know...
How did he get blood on him?
Probably, I don't know. Maybe he was like, you know, had a nice bit of rare steak. And some of it kind of just fell on him. Although it's not blood, though, is it? The red stuff that comes out of rare steak. It's something else. So maybe it wasn't that. I don't know.
It's a good job this isn't a cooking review,
yeah,
isn't it?
To be fair. So, I think it's a good track. I think
so when you sound like my steak bloody...
Yeah.
What is it?
It's actually blood. No, I don't know what it is. I saw it on QI.
It's the swear word. Bloody.
Like bloody steak.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
I think it's got a sick beat, the track, to be fair.
Sorry, is that good or bad?
That's a good thing.
Okay, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
You young people with your misuse of words, I forget.
And good
sick
vocals.
Is what the scientists should be trying to cure in the University right. of Andrews.
Not sick beats.
No, sick people.
Right. And I think he's got good production, he's got good vocals, and I think it's an exciting track. I'm excited for his album. So there we go. Sampha.
Cool. Next.
Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah.
So she's released a track for an upcoming film, Queen of Katwe, which is set for a September the 23rd release. And the film is about a Fiona Mutezi, a Ugandan chess prodigy. And the track is called Back to Life. Here we go. Alicia Keys.
Chess players love that type of music. Oh. Whenever I go to a chess tournament, and the parties in the evening, it's so wild. Oh, they love all that.
So, I mean, it's a bit of an odd track, to be honest, because Alicia Keys, she's got her piano battered thing, right? Yeah. So the track starts off as that, and then it has this weird kind of dubstep beat in the middle of it, which is kind of a bit half-hearted. And then it's just... and then it ends. And, yeah, again...
That's the good part.
Yeah, exactly. And the piano sound she uses sounds like one of those keyboards you have at school. You know the awful ones that you press a button and the beat plays. It just sounds... It's got this awful, tacky Yamaha sound.
Yeah.
And to be fair, it's not a very good track, honestly. It's not a very good selling point for the film.
It's not... Well, I... Did I tell you Alicia Keys phoned me up once?
Really?
True.
Right.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
So what I've told this story before on here, but you don't listen. So what it is that I was writing a script for an awards ceremony, which are things I've done many times. Okay. And it was a charity thing for Bono. And I had to write the script for all of the people coming out to give awards. Alicia Keys was one of them. Right. I'd emailed her what the thing she had to say, and she had no truck with time zones, so she phoned me from America in the middle of the night at my house.
Right.
And I was phone ringing. I picked the phone. Well, 2 a.m. or whatever. Yeah. And it was Alicia Keys.
Well, her, not just a...
Oh, like it was a lackey first.
Okay.
Hey, Alicia's got a... Can you talk to Alicia? And she didn't want to talk. She just spoke through this person at me.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've had that.
I know.
Yeah.
Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Why? When? No, come on. No, you might as well now.
So I've just once tried to talk to him.
Oh, in the office?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Cornelius, right? When we used to be at Radio X, right? When Chris Moyles started.
Right.
Cornelius, I said to Cornelius, go and get, I can't remember what it was, something to get Chris Moyles to record something, I can't remember, something nonsense. And Cornelius went over and said, excuse me, Chris, could you record this for John Holmes? And he just looked at Cornelius, looked away, looked at his producer and said, Pippa, this person's bothering me. And wouldn't talk to him. That's the kind of person
that is extraordinary.
True story.
What a story.
Yeah. All right. Are you done?
Well, I mean, do you want any news?
Not really. No. So, thanks very much, Aidan, with his work experience punditry. Today, it was music. You're listening to Talk Radio in the next bit of the programme. What are we doing in the next bit of the programme? Do you want to know? Anybody got a running order?
Anybody got
a running order?
We'll be finding out what the people think.
Yes.
Stephen Hawking will be coming in.
To tell us an unbroadcastable joke.
And then we'll have our diversity paper review with Josh.
That's right. And after that, the big debate, of course, at 3 o'clock. We'll talk to a foreign correspondent about a foreign story. And today you can win some meat in a game of band or Royal Variety style stage act. Royal Variety Show style stage act. If you would like to play that on the radio against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Then here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Indicate that you would like to play to win some meat or a box of organic veg. We're not racist. And you could be well called back by Asprod Cass, who is miserable and through the glass. All of that to come on the programme before 4 o'clock. It's just after 2:30. Victoria's here. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Radical preacher Anjem Chowdhury has been jailed for 5.5 years after being convicted of inviting support for the Islamic State group. The judge described him and his co-accused Mohammed Rahman, who was given the same sentence, as dangerous. Dean Hayden is the head of counter-terrorism at the Metropolitan Police.
Both of these men, you know, were certainly associated with proscribed organisations. They were connected to terrorists overseas. They certainly had an influence with radicalising others, actually poisoning the minds of vulnerable within the community.
Keith Vaz has stepped down as chairman of the Home Affairs Select Committee. It follows allegations in the Sunday Mirror that he paid two male escorts for their services. It's not known whether he'll resign as an MP. Two 15-year-olds have admitted killing a mum and her daughter at their home in Spalding in Lincolnshire. The boy and girl have pleaded guilty to manslaughter but deny murder and will go on trial next month. The leader of the Philippines says he regrets insulting President Obama in comments that led the White House to cancel their planned talks. Rodrigo Duterte's outburst followed US criticism of his country's increasingly severe crackdown on drugs. 9 people are being questioned by police after protesters blocked the runway at London City Airport. The campaign group Black Lives Matter UK is claiming responsibility. And Prince Harry has made a donation to the campaign to buy tickets for Brazilian children so they can go to the Rio Paralympics. The Fill the Seats fundraising bid was set up after it was revealed last month only 12% of seats had been taken. The weather, a fine dry day, although a touch windy in the north, warm and humid in central and southern areas, highs of 24 degrees this morning, half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. What did the president of the Philippines say about Barack Obama?
You know what he said.
Then stopped Barack Obama wanting to have a meeting with him?
You know what he said.
Tell us what he said.
I'm not saying.
It's the news.
Well, no, because...
Stop censoring the news.
Well, it's just offensive, isn't it?
It's like living in Russia.
No, but I can't broadcast offensive things in news bulletins. You're happy to broadcast offensive things, though, sit, and you said it earlier anyway.
Son of a whore.
There we go.
That's what he said
yep.
about Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the news.
Will you be back with the news at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, I have to.
Okay. So, in this half an hour then, diversity pay-per-view on the way. And next we'll go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. It's Talk Radio.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some of your reactions coming in, by the way. Thank you very much for them. You can react on 87222. That's the
start
number.
And finish the
sentence.
Talk.
You can react on 87222.
Start your message
and
with
finish the
word
the sentence.
Talk. I have to say it.
You can send your reactions in on 87222. Wait. 87222. Go on, just do it.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Oh, start your message. Sorry, I'm always slow with these. Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, you know the streets. I don't know whether you've ever seen. Not the band. Not that rubbish. Dry your eyes.
They're not rubbish.
They are
you're
rubbish.
An idiot.
They're rubbish.
You're rubbish.
Just off your mum's rubbish.
What about it?
Just off the back of Aidan's music news there.
Mm.
The streets. Dry your eyes, mate. It's just a boy's poetry homework. That's what that is. Anyway, so the streets, but the proper ones outside are where the people are. The people are out there on the street. And you know what they do? I'm going to tell you what they do. They think, don't they? The man and the woman in the street, they have an opinion and they think. But the question is, what do they think? And we like to send our crack team of reporters, that's a team of reporters that are on crack, outside every single day to take the pulse of the nation and to find out exactly what the people think. We've been out today to find out, do the people think today, do the people think desk fans or crumpets?
Desk fans?
Crumpets!
Crumpets.
Desk fans.
Crumpets.
Desk fans.
Crumpets.
Desk fans.
Crumpets.
Desk fans.
Desk fans.
Crumpets.
Desk fans.
Desk fans.
Crumpets.
Crumpets.
Desk fans.
Desk fans.
Desk fans.
Crumpets.
Crumpets.
Desk fans.
Crumpets.
Desk fans.
Crumpets.
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 Desk fans.
Crumpets.
Desk fans.
Desk fans.
Crumpets.
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 Desk fans.
Desk fans?
Desk fans.
Crumpets.
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 Desk fans.
Crumpets.
Desk fans.
Desk fans.
Desk fans.
Crumpets. Crumpets.
Crumpets.
Crumpets.
Desk fans.
Desk fans.
Desk fans.
Desk fans.
Desk fans.
Crumpets.
And there we go. That's what the people are saying and thinking, more to the point, out on the streets. Today, they're thinking desk fans or crumpets, but what do you think? Do you think desk fans? Or do you think crumpets? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word desk fans or the word crumpets.
Next, it's the diversity paper review. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The sale of the summer at DFS ends Monday, but there are still savings on every sofa in store. So be quick. DFS.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content.
Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
We got it at Selco.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Five for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut? At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium, from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199 provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The closure of the A1M in South Yorkshire is causing severe delays. There's been an accident involving a horse box between junction 35, the M18, and junction 34. Your congestion on the northbound side back to Ranby, your southbound delays are back to Mar. So significant queues in both directions there. An overturned vehicle causing congestion on Cheshire's eastbound M56. That's around junction 11 for Preston Brook. And Kent's coastbound M2 is very busy. A trailer's overturned between 3 for Rochester and 4 for Gillingham. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, it's coming up to 20 minutes to... No, it's gone past 20 minutes to 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Yes, hello. Don't know if you've spotted any of the news. There's a lot of spotted news around... Spotted.
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 Spotted. There's news around. In a moment, we'll discuss it in the form of paper. But ahead of that, of course, let us guide you in. Let us lead you in, ease you in, no less, gently, because we know the news is complicated. You find it complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't. And that's why we help you here every weekday afternoon on Talk Radio by guiding you through the news, through the obvious medium, when you think about it, of Japanese poetry. It's what you get when you break the news right down to its component parts. You get Japanese poetry. You know that. I don't know why I'm explaining it. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Brexit means best deal for Brits, says Davies, unlike the Sainsbury's meal deal.
You
shut up.
In haiku.
Shut up.
Okay. Josh. Is here with today's Diversity Paper Review. If you're a first-time listener, maybe you've popped along from a Virgin Radio breakfast where I have been sitting in this week and will continue to do so till Friday for Edith Bowman, who has left Virgin Radio to go and join ISIS. Now, I've been sitting in for her. So if you are a new listener, welcome. This is where we do the Diversity Pay-Per-View. We are the most diverse programme on the air, as many will know. And that's because we get a different diversity each day to review the papers for us. Today we welcome back Josh. Hello.
Hey.
And what's your diversity, Josh?
I'm black British.
Excellent. So what's in the papers? What have you got?
Well, you know, it's funny. We were discussing this a second ago. John had no idea what I meant.
No.
John's friend has been in the paper over the last couple of days, I could say.
Which friend is this?
MP Keith Vaz.
Oh, yes.
it has been talked about.
I'm not his friend. He pays me for my services. I'm not.
John, you're a good-looking guy. I would not be surprised if he had hit, if he had tried.
Appreciate that, Josh.
I love you. All right, well, basically, no. Paul Ross discussed it on The Breakfast Show. We stepped down, didn't he, Paul Bloke?
He has, just now, just this afternoon.
Yeah.
And that's in this morning's papers. That's good, isn't it?
And there's your problem with papers.
So
it's not today.
It's a sting, right? It's a sting by the Sunday Mirror. And he was caught with two male prostitutes. The father of two stepped down after recording, captured him, telling the escorts, "We need to get this party started," and telling them to look on Grindr. The interesting thing about this was apparently he told the male prostitutes that after a lengthy 15-minute session that he had previously had unprotected sex with other prostitutes, and he fronted a safe sex campaign in his constituency last year.
So which paper is this in this morning?
Sunday Mirror.
It's in the Sunday Mirror. The story, of course, has continued with all the papers kind of jumping on that bandwagon.
Precisely. Now. Poor bloke, eh?
Well, I mean, there are many sides to this. He's not done anything illegal, is the point, as far as we know. Mm-hmm. His private life is his own. However, you're right, he is the chair of the Home Affairs Parliamentary Select Committee, so he has to be seen. In fact, I have the quote here from him this afternoon when he said that it is in the best interest of the Home Affairs Select Committee that its important work can be conducted without distractions. Mm. The integrity matters to him, and he essentially says that, you know, If you're looking to scrutinise other people, you have to be beyond scrutiny yourself. So
Absolutely. That's why
he said that. Has he done the right thing, Josh, by stepping down, do you think?
Has he done the right thing by stepping down? I think I feel quite sorry for him because at the end of the day, he's talking about his family a lot. And it must be quite hard for his wife and his children because, you know, when you're young, you know, kids, you know, kids are, they're not the nicest people in school normally. So to have this kind of hanging over them isn't great. You know, he's married already, so it shows infidelity.
Yeah.
It's upsetting from that point of view. And he probably did it to save the party. They probably sat him down and said to him, you know, listen, it's not looking good if you're here representing us and you've been caught doing these escapades. So.
Yeah.
You know,
I think my favourite bit of the whole story is that he pretended to be a washing machine.
Was great.
Not a washing machine. I'm not saying that's what he pretended to be, but he pretended to be a washing machine. Was it salesman? Repairman? Which one was it?
Salesman.
Called
Jim.
Yes.
Jim.
Specifically.
Jim.
Yeah.
I would have gone for Barry or Graham or something better. I mean, Jesus.
Jesus.
Maybe not.
Jesus, the washing, you know.
Oh, God. I don't know if we'd have pulled that off.
Washing machine. I think that's the wrong choice of words there as well.
My man, that's good.
It's completely dead, but I'll come back in 3 days. And
Oh, dear.
What else have you in the newspapers?
You know, this was actually my favourite one. It's not too long, but it's funny. Broadcaster John Humphreys, well-known broadcaster, was left red-faced by journalist Nick Robinson as it was revealed at the beginning of newsreader Moira Stewart's career on kids' TV show The Adventure Game. John Humphreys, after recording a news bulletin, told Stewart, "You're the most sensationally sexy lady I know. The best thing we can do for the next few hours is to make mad, passionate love in the basement." He was caught out...
In the what?
In the basement of the BBC.
Oh, I see. I thought it was a euphemism.
So he was caught out because the programme he had recorded before was for the deaf and the audience could lip read what he said.
What paper's that in? That's
good question.
That's excellent.
Search it, I'm not sure.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. It's in the news. It's
fine. It was...
It was for his Moira Stewart's birthday. Yeah. So Nick Robinson, which he's like goes through the news. Yeah.
And he just told that story.
Yeah, and he kept trying to cut him off. John Humphreys kept trying to say, you know, leave it. Yeah, I think he ran out of time. That's and Nick's so like, hold good. On, we got one more. For one more. It was good stuff.
That is very good.
Yeah.
The Telegraph and the Express yeah. and the Huffington Post have gone for it.
Good. That's, yeah. no, that is an excellent story.
Yeah. Cracked me up.
Yeah,
cracked
no,
me
I like that.
That's why he moved into radio, so it wouldn't happen again.
It wouldn't happen around here, not in this day and age. I mean, no one's going to say that to Victoria.
But John, hold on.
Because you can't, can you?
Yeah,
wouldn't say
you
that
can't, yeah.
You know, it's like HR, you get involved.
But
you
John, you used to work at the BBC, didn't you?
I did, Josh. Oh, okay. That's right, yeah.
Did John Humphreys ever tell you anything?
I mean, John Humphreys has never offered to take me in the basement.
Surprisingly, sir. Oh, God.
But if he had, I would have considered it.
And charged him.
Oh, God. Washing machine salesman. Cornelius. The third one, this is pretty funny. Norfolk Police received one of their strangest requests ever when they received a 999 call from parents who wanted them to babysit their son while they went on holiday. Apparently the child was making a fuss about going, and when the officer in charge said no to the request, the couple replied, "What are we supposed to do then?" What? Oh, God.
I mean, this is...
Parenting in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you do want to go on holiday as an emergency if you've got kids, I'll be honest. It's not that unusual. But, yeah. Well, Did they arrest them?
No, did the parents? You know what?
No, the
surely,
kids.
No, but surely that's such a ridiculous request.
What they should have done, they didn't think this through, Josh, right? It is a ridiculous request. The police are never going to say, of course we will.
Right.
Yeah. What the parents need to do is frame their children for a crime. Hear me out. Right. So if they're about to go on holiday and they don't want to take the kids, right, and they want them to be looked after, but yep. they've got no one to do so, right? So what you do is you go out, you commit a crime, a minor crime, right?
Minor.
Not murder, but a minor...
Yes, that wouldn't be minor, would it?
Not really, not that. So you commit a crime, like, I don't know, you set fire to a wheelie bin, or you throw a rock through a window, or whatever, right? And then you go to the police, you say, my kids did that. Arrest them to teach them a lesson, and then the police might arrest them and keep them locked up for 2 weeks, and you can have a lovely holiday, come back, probably pay a fine, get them out again, be fine.
Would that fly here? That'd fly in Mississippi or something. That would fly it.
Well, I'm just saying it's worth a try. You know, if you're desperate to go on holiday. I'm not a travel agent, I'm not an expert.
Yeah, good point.
Well, I do.
Have you ever?
It's worth a try.
You ever thought about it?
Framing my kids for a crime in order for me to go somewhere.
Well, just for
not till now, but I'm considering it.
Yeah.
No. Pretty much. Yeah. I'm game. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. What else you got?
All right. Cool. So we discussed this briefly before. So the fillet, is it pronounced fillet?
Fillet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fillet. Okay. Are you sure?
I think so. The fillet lander. This is
fillet landed. All right. So back in 2014, the fillet probe landed on a comet, whilst both the probe and the icy rock sped through space at 40,000 miles per hour,
which was an amazing feat of space engineering. I think
it was indeed, sir.
Yeah,
it was indeed. It was very, very exciting.
It was to hear. I think it was the European Space Agency.
It was indeed, sir. Earlier this year, the European Space Agency lost contact with the probe, which has now miraculously been found just before the end of the mission in a crevice on the comet it originally landed on.
That's right.
Helping to essentially save the Rosetta space mission, which comes to an end at the end of the month.
Yes. The timing is incredible, isn't it? The Rosetta probe has found the Philae probe, essentially.
Yes.
And the reason we know, because I read about this, is that it sent back photographs. It managed to photograph...
That's correct.
Where it was underneath an icy overhang, I think. Was that right?
That's correct.
Which, when you think about the distance and what's involved in high-resolution photography at that speed, where it is incredible.
It is incredible.
And so they sent back, so the Rosetta probe, I think this is right, took photographs of the comet, and I'm quoting here, and it could be identified, it took photographs of the shape of its box with its feet in the air. And as a result of that, the Rosetta probe, when it lands, is going to be arrested for taking revenge photographs of something's box with its legs in the air, which you can't do. It's against the law.
Unfortunately.
So, interesting story. And now that probe is going to be decommissioned as well and run out of batteries or whatever it is.
Well, that was the whole thing, right? It wasn't in view of the sun, so it couldn't charge, and that's why they couldn't pick up the signal. And so they found it in the crevice. That's the only way they could have found it.
Have a flash as well?
Yeah, you need a good...
Because if you're not in the sun, there's no light up there.
It always helps, doesn't it? I find. Just to make sure it's a...
I bet they didn't think of that.
I think the probe periscoped the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Because that's the modern way, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got to periscope the thing. Go, oh, yeah, let's periscope.
The new school.
Oh, let's stream it on Facebook. Oh, yeah. Such a clever probe in modern. Don't know. We keep getting that happening around here, Josh. They keep coming up here, the internet people that work here, and going, oh, periscope something. It's like, well, what?
With you? Oh, but you're hilarious. I'm sure you must come up with loads of material.
You'll learn. Sounds like we plan it, don't you? Which is another reference to space. Hey, Josh, listen, thank you so much for coming in.
Of course.
Have you got anything else, or was that, have you run through all the papers now?
No, I've got two more things.
Oh, go for it. I thought you finished, but go.
All right, cool. A man called Dave, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, David is T-E-I-E, I'm going to say T.
Say it.
Who is a cellist for the U.S. National Symphony Orchestra, created an album with all the music being specifically for cats. He sold 10,000 copies and has now been signed by Universal Music, with the release date for the album set for the 28th of October. This is real, I swear to God. He has stated that not all cats respond to the music in a positive fashion, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
Yeah, so apparently some kind of stay in the room and they walk towards the speaker, and he's apparently mixed sounds like birds chirping and sounds of like elder cats and things on those lines to make cats remind themselves of when they were younger. And then apparently some cats walk out the room in disgust at the music. I find it...
What I want to see now, right, because every year the BBC proms get increasingly bizarre, right? I went to the CBeebies one this year. I took my children to the CBeebies prom.
How was that?
Well, you know, surprisingly good, because I love the theme to Topsy and Tim, I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Not as much as I love the actress who plays their mum, but I do like the theme. I do. To Topsy and Tim. And to hear a full orchestra playing that was a good moment, I'll be honest. And then Mr. Tumble came on the screen and was weird, like he normally is. Trust him.
Do I have cats?
Yeah. I have a cat. It would be angry at that idea. But what I want to see is the Royal Albert Hall, like with a special performance one night just for cats. So they fill the Royal Albert Hall with thousands of cats, and then he takes his cat-based music and just plays it to the cat. I'd periscope that.
I like where your head's at, and Talk Radio could sponsor it. You could present the show.
Thank you.
I'm in.
George Galloway dressed as a cat.
Yes.
Right? Lapping milk from the lap of the actress Rula Lenska. He did it on Big Brother, Celebrity
Big
Brother.
Once.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No.
Very funny. Google
Are you serious?
Google it.
You know what's been cracking me up recently, just on a separate tangent? You remember Bill O'Reilly? The Bill O'Reilly talk about the live, it's the live segment. You ever seen that?
Is he an American newscaster?
Yeah, it's like 30 years ago. You have to watch it or YouTube it, and he just goes off because apparently like his teleprompter's not working.
Right.
And so he starts to just go, you know what? We'll do it live. He goes crazy.
This is good. Well, that's given us some things to look. So you go and Google George Galloway plus cat.
I will.
And I'll go and do that.
Perfect.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in.
All right.
Once again, that is Josh with the Diversity Paper Review after the news at 3 o'clock. Of course, it's time for today's big debate. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van, not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing, freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers, this is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental, conditions apply.
Start your morning with the breakfast wrap from McDonald's. A tortilla wrap with sausage, egg and bacon, cheese, potato rosti and ketchup or brown sauce. Sorry, I'll do that again.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon, Tuesday. I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, influential hate preacher is jailed. Keith Vaz quits his Commons Committee role. And Sports Direct overhauls its working practices.
Talk Radio.
Radical preacher Anjem Chowdhury has been jailed for 5.5 years after being convicted of inviting support for the Islamic State group. Counter-terrorism officers described him and his co-accused Mohammed Rahman as a dangerous man. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey.
Chowdhury's speeches stayed just within the bounds of the law for nearly 2 decades. But when he tweeted support for Islamic State in 2014, he committed a crime. The public gallery here was packed to see him sentenced. The 49-year-old was emotionless and silent, but his supporters in the public gallery shouted Allahu Akbar as he was led away. Chowdhury's right-hand man, Mohammed Rahman, was given the same sentence.
Labour MP Keith Vaz has resigned as chairman of the Home Affairs Select Committee. It follows allegations in a Sunday paper that he paid 2 male escorts for their services. Nizrat Ghani sits on the committee.
The committee undertakes reviews into narcotics, into prostitution, and a number of other issues that would have been distracted if Keith had continued to be chair.
In the last few minutes, MP Tim Lawton has been announced as acting chair to replace Mr. Vaz. Two 15-year-olds have pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of a mother and a teenage daughter, but denied murder. Elizabeth Edwards and 13-year-old Katie were found dead at a property in Lincolnshire in April. Sports Direct has promised to pay all of its warehouse workers the national minimum wage and offer guaranteed hours instead of zero-hour contracts. The company's founder, Mike Ashley, admitted to MPs in June that conditions were unacceptable. Ian Wright is chairman of the Business, Innovation and Skills Select Committee.
There's a lot to be done, still further to go, and I'd like to see a bigger, wider review of management and corporate governance. But I think it would be churlish not to say praise where praise is due. If work is going to be done and improvements are going to be made, that's good.
The outspoken president of the Philippines says he regrets comments he made about President Obama. The offensive words caused the US to cancel a planned meeting between the two leaders.
The Philippines is a treaty ally of ours. But I always want to make sure that if I'm having a meeting that it's actually productive and we're getting something done.
9 protesters have been arrested after the runway at London City Airport was blocked by campaigners from the Black Lives Matter UK group. It's caused major disruption with dozens of flights delayed and cancelled. And Miss America has its first ever openly gay contestant in its 95-year history. 18-year-old Erin O'Flaherty, who won Miss Missouri in June, is taking part in the beauty pageant, which starts later.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Erin O'Flaherty.
I may have said that wrong. O'Flaherty.
What, you?
I've been really trying because I've been getting annoyed with you taking a mick out of me constantly.
I heard.
You're online, not online, on air parading.
You can't even get that right.
Well,
I heard not only did you trip up over your words, but you tripped up downstairs earlier.
Yeah, I did. So I was saying hi. So I was really excited because Curly flies.
Curly flies? Is he in on TalkSport?
Oh my God! Curly fries were on offer downstairs in the canteen. So obviously I got excited because I can't say no to curly fries. And Aiden was trying to come up the stairs and I was like skipping down them all excited, thinking I'm going to have some chips. And I said hi to him and then tripped up. And he was like, how are you? And I'm like, well, not as good as I was before I fell over. Yeah. Anyway.
Drifted off that anecdote, didn't it? Yeah. Have you got some weather?
No, I don't really want to do it.
Go on, do it.
Well, no.
Go on.
I'll probably mess it up and then you'll berate me again.
No, won't say a word. Careful, though.
A fine, dry day, although a touch windy in the north. Warm and humid in central and southern areas. Highs of 24 degrees.
You should read all the news like that, just to make sure.
Like a child learning to read.
Peter and Jane have been imprisoned for 5 years for supporting ISIS. Thanks, Victoria. It's 3:05. And now Ben has the sport live from the hidden microphone conversation between Keith Vaz and the Rent Boys, as recorded by the Sunday Mirror.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. New FA chairman Greg Clark says England manager Sam Allardyce needs time to improve the national side. England are second in World Cup qualifying Group F behind Scotland following a 1-0 win over Slovakia at the weekend. Bournemouth chairman Jeff Mostyn says getting Jack Wilshere down to Dean Court was a team effort. Wilshere moved to Bournemouth from Arsenal on transfer deadline day. Jeff Mostyn told Jim White on TalkSport his chief exec, manager Eddie Howe, assistant Jason Tindall and Cherry striker Benik Afobe, who's a close friend of Wilshere, persuaded him to make the move to the South Coast.
Well, I think there was probably a whole weight lifted off his mind. First of all, getting the decision, and then once settling in, seeing the atmosphere and how he's lifted the entire club, he must have been absolutely thrilled.
Rory McIlroy's up to third in the world golf rankings after his US PGA Tour win near Boston. The Northern Irishman jumps ahead of Jordan Spieth, with Jason Day still number one. Finally, rugby league and former England captain Jamie Peacock has announced he's coming out of retirement to play for Hull KR for the rest of the season. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There he was, that's Ben with the sport live from the hidden microphone conversation between Keith Vaz and the Rent Boys, as recorded by the Sunday Mirror. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
I just said that. So, the President of the Philippines... Good afternoon, by the way, it's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. The President of the Philippines has called Barack Obama the son of a whore. And who can blame him, given Barack Obama's thoroughly unreasonable request that he, the President of the Philippines, stop killing people on the streets in cold blood? What a... You know, how dare Barack Obama suggest that? This, of course, is the Philippines' way of clamping down on drug dealers. But on the other hand, which country out of the two is the only one to have used chemical weapons in war? Vietnam. And dropped a nuclear bomb on somewhere in the world, killing thousands of innocent people. That's right. America. So, with regard to the Philippine drug dealers being all smashed up to death in the streets by vigilantes, and it has helped to curb the country's drug problem, let's consider whether or not that cup is half empty or half full of drugs. Now, I said the word cup just then, and on the line listening to this, having heard me say the word cup, has called in on 08444991000, is listener Thomas. Good afternoon, Thomas.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you heard me say the word cups there. You think cups have had their day. You simply think we don't need cups anymore now that we've got solid food and revenge porn. Now, what's your position on cups?
Cups, they irk me, John. They're hurled as the golden chalice of Delft, whereas they're the Frankenstein of utensils, a monstrosity when it comes to stacking.
Right.
They're completely adequate when it comes to as a unit of measurement. And as trophies, you can't even pin them to your lapel.
Right. That all of which are valid points. You're absolutely right. You cannot stack them very well at all. And that's because of the handles, isn't it, Thomas? They don't sort of sit neatly. You might get three cups, but it teeters dangerously.
Teeters.
That's right. On the other line is taking up a contrary position, because that's how the talk radio works, is Martha. Good afternoon, Martha.
Hello there.
Now, three cups stacked does teeter, doesn't it? You can't argue with that.
You can interlock them, though. That's where he's going wrong. He needs to know how to do this the correct way. You can interlock the handles so that they go on their side. They're lovely. And, no, they're absolutely perfect for measuring as well. I often use cups for measuring.
Well,
I'm just explaining. If you use them properly, he's obviously not managing to flatten out the tops properly. That's where he's gone wrong. I'd be happy to show him.
Well, there you go, Thomas. Martha's going to show you her cups.
But they are ridiculously... The problem with cups is, as a unit of measurement, one person's cup is another person's thimble. They're completely inadequate. And even when it comes to drinking tea, a cup is far too small, too dainty. What you need is a good, solid mug.
Yes. Well, I mean, you say that, but here's an argument. If you get rid of the teacup. I mean, this is only one kind of cup, of course. We'll move on to the others, I'm sure. But this is, if you get rid of the teacup and just ban it, if, you know, and a lot of people are saying, no, ban the teacup. You know, it's very... I mean, originally it came from China. It's an immigrant. Ban the teacup. What are you going to do with the fingers that posh and or pretentious people hold up, the little finger, while sipping tea from the cup? Are you going to sever the fingers? Is that what you're going to do? Is that what you're saying you want, Thomas?
I think people with that notion of pomposity will evolve to the point whereby their finger becomes inadequate and will surely rot off. It's evolution works that way.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's a good point, isn't it, Martha? Because if we do get rid of the cup, then the finger won't need to be severed. The finger will rot off.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, and I don't mind having my finger poking out. I have no problem. Nobody's ever complained about my finger poking out at an angle while drinking tea. Earl Grey can't be drunk from a mug. That's well known. That's a fact. I've read about that and actually written about it at length on my blog about teacups and the importance of. So as an expert in this department, I have to say that the only way forward is for people to start using cups more. They're beautiful. They make the world a better place.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah. Well, yes, Martha. Well, hang on. Yes, you might well be right there, because let me ask you this question, Thomas. Right, cup of soup. Now, if you get rid of cups, right, what a soup? What a soup? A bucket of soup? A mug of soup? A toilet bowl of soup? What?
Call me old fashioned.
You're old fashioned.
Old fashioned. Very old fashioned.
Bowl of soup. A bowl of soup. Even if you have a cup of soup. The bread, it just, if you're dipping bread into it, you have to reach all the way down, whereas bowl, you can adequately just scoop up the remainder of the soup onto your bread.
There are a lot of people listening to this, Thomas, that think you're a monster for saying that.
It's adequately for soup.
Yeah, well, hang, Thomas, Martha, let Martha, you want to come back in there?
Well, you see, he's talking about adequately. That's exactly what a mug is and a bowl, whereas a cup is a cup. And as you said, a cup of soup is to be served from a cup. That's
it's called. Well, the clue is in the name, isn't it? I mean, it's a cup of soup. It's a cup of soup.
There's a whole row in the supermarket. Yeah, the whole row.
Well, why is it? Why do you think it's called a supermarket? It's a market where you get soup.
Soup, exactly.
It's not called a cup of market, is it, Thomas?
No.
In fact, it would be a bowl of market, if anything.
Yes.
Nobody wants to go there, do they?
In Sweden, they've done trials in Sweden. I don't know whether you've heard about this.
That's nice.
I know. They've replaced... this is just an experiment. And this is gives you an idea of the fluidity of the cup, right? Because they've replaced bra cups with China cups now. Mm. And it's, you know, it's caused a reduction in crime, for a start, and a reduction in obesity as well. So what do you make of that, Martha?
Well, I can see the good in that. Anything that reduces obesity.
Yeah.
I mean, how big is would Thomas say he is? Is he a bit on the bonny side? Sometimes you can tell by how people speak. He sounds bonny to me.
Are you bonny, Thomas?
I wouldn't say bonny. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, how big would you say you are?
I am.
If you were to measure yourself in, if you were to scoop yourself, into cups, how many teacups of you are there? It's a fair question, Thomas.
Mm.
No, just yes. Just how many teacups of you are there? Yes or no?
No.
Right. Well, he says no, Martha.
There you go, that's it, and that's said. And because he's probably on the Bonnie side, because he's mugging it. If you have a tea, two or three cups of tea is sufficient, two or three mugs in the loo for the rest of the day, or lavatory, I don't know what he'd call it. But he's spent a lot of time, if you drink, it's excess, you see. It's all about quantity, isn't it? It's all about getting it right.
I just want to...
It is, which is why you need the mug, because it is about quantity, so you need to have a larger utensil to facilitate.
If you want to be Bonnie, Thomas, exactly what you need. But none of us really want to be Bonnie, do we?
Bonnie, Thomas. I want to just stop you there for a moment, because like on Jeremy Vine's show on Radio 2, obviously we're discussing cups, and we've actually got a cup in the studio. Yes, so let's just look at that for a moment. Just then we've got a cup. It's got a plastic cup as well, so let's just... Just look at that for a moment. Just look at it.
Yeah. Bit disappointing to me. Well, not plastic.
Just look at it a bit longer.
Plastic.
It's definitely plastic. It's polystyrene. I wouldn't feel so bad about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you make of that? What do you make of that, Thomas? What do you make of it?
I think it's definitely plastic, and I think you're stretching the definition of cup there. I think a cup would invariably be china. Or pottery, perhaps.
Yes. Yes. I think
plastic doesn't really count.
Well, let's ask it. Hang on.
I think it's denying.
Yeah. Well, let's stick with the notion of China for a moment.
Can I bring a cupcake into the equation? I bet Thomas eats a cupcake and he wouldn't argue about that, would he?
What? Come on. You wouldn't put a... Who would put a cake in a cup? Would put a cake in a cup?
Well, a lot of people make cupcakes. I bet he eats a cupcake.
Yeah, but a cupcake isn't made in a... You drink a cake from a cup. How do you drink a cake in a cup? You're not going to do that, are you? It's a stupid name.
A cupcake isn't in a cup.
What is it in?
It's in a cup.
And a muffin isn't in a...
No, a muffin is not in that. Good reason.
Thomas, this is probably the best point you've made all day, really, I'll be honest. Yeah. Well done.
What in your... If you get rid of China, right, which is racist, but, you know, at the end of the day, look at their human rights record. But if you get rid of it, if you get rid of China, we'll have no China cups. This question, what in your hand?
Porcelain. China in your hand is good, though. I like that. It's a catchy name.
There you go.
China in your hand, you see.
China in your hand. Thomas, this to you. Thomas.
Yeah.
Without cupping, what are doctors going to do with your testicles?
Molest.
Oh, he didn't hesitate, did he?
No, he didn't. I mean, I often, you know, I often dangle mine into a cup, and you know, for medical reasons. And you know, no one's got a problem with that. Some people on the tube do, admittedly, but no one ordinarily has a problem with me dangling testicles into a cup. It's the right of every human being to do so.
Did you ever try to dangle them into a mug?
No, should I?
If you're very well endowed, a mug would be a far better way to run with that.
Sadly, I'm not. Final question. Two girls, one what?
One fantastic afternoon.
And
what was the question? What was the question?
We'll just leave the debate there. Could you please, Martha, sum up the debate for us in one word?
Confused.
Thomas? And there we must leave the debate. If you've got a point of view to make or raise, then do let us know. Should we still have cups in 2016, now that we've got solid food and revenge porn? Should we? Is it relevant? Are they relevant? What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
From just £299 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter 313 CDI Premium Edition long wheelbase van in Arctic White includes aircon, Beckham Map Pilot, Bluetooth and more. Check it out now in the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run. For conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 48 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £11,207.34. Optional final payment £8,825. Option pack only available on 2 and 3 series vans. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
The sale of the summer at DFS ends Monday, but there are still savings on every sofa in store. So be quick, DFS.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still looking very busy for South Yorkshire's A1M after an early close near the M18 between junction 35 and 34. It has been lifted following an accident involving a horse box, but you're still queuing both ways. A breakdown in Northampton has left queues on the northbound M1 from junctions 15A to 17. Behind that, 10 to 11 is looking very busy after an accident. And you'll find some queuing traffic on the coastbound M2 in Kent. In fact, long delays towards the scene of an accident between 5 for Sittingbourne and 6 for Faversham. One lane still closed for the recovery of the two vans involved. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
In the town where I was born.
The next Full Set Breakfast is on September the 7th, and what a date in human history, going down on up Periscope, because on September the 7th, back in the day, the world's first submarine attack happened. When do you reckon it was? No, earlier than that. Earlier than that, 1776. And a man called Lee in the Turtle went under the waves and tried to blow up a British frigate called HMS Eagle. 10 things you never knew about submarines on the very next Full Set Breakfast, you lucky people.
Yellow submarine.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon, hello. You are listening to Talk Radio, and let me just check. I'm John Holmes, and it's just coming up to, that's right, Marta, a time. Now, it's time for foreign news. As you'll be aware, over the weekend, Mother Teresa, the thieving, fanatical Albanian dwarf. Not my words, the words of Christopher Hitchens. But was she? Was she that? What do the Italians think of her, given she's just been made a saint by the Pope? This is Mother Teresa, not Theresa May. Let us be very clear on that. As we said yesterday, Mother Teresa, though received money from dictators and allegedly left sick people to die because she wouldn't give them, well, medicine, because she thought the power of prayer might work. And also got beatified because she supposedly cured an Indian woman's tumour with the power of prayer, which is, of course, balls. But so be it. Not Theresa May. Very clear. Theresa May has never done any of those things. We have to say that for legal reasons. And thus, her becoming a Prime Minister, not a miracle. Although it would be if Jeremy Corbyn did. Anyway, I digress. On the telephone now is our foreign correspondent. It's an Italian one today. Federica, good afternoon.
Ciao, John. Come stai?
Yes, I know. So, what can you tell me about Mother Teresa becoming a saint in your own country?
Beh, ovviamente è stato sulle prime pagine di ogni giornale in Italia. È una una storia molto, molto importante per tutti noi. Mm-hmm. C'erano diverse persone in piazza, nel Vaticano, a guardare quello che succedeva. Mm. Il padre l'ha fatta santa. Il Papa l'ha fatto santa, scusa, e ovviamente Madre Teresa di Calcutta ora è santa.
Yes, well, again, a lot of people listening to this will agree with every word you just said, but others would say, well, no, because there aren't any such thing as miracles, are there?
Ci sono diverse opinioni su questo. Possono esserci miracoli, possono non esserci miracoli. Dopo la proclamazione da parte di Papa Francesco c'è stato un immediato fragoroso applauso di Piazza San Pietro, di tutti i fedeli e pellegrini. Quindi ovviamente si può dire che alcune persone credono nei miracoli.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were a lot of people in St. Peter's Square. I mean, not quite as many as you've perhaps just said, but in terms of the crowd, I mean, 300,000 people there in support of this idea that Mother Teresa should become a saint. I mean, do we need saints anymore in this day and age? I mean, what good is it?
Ovviamente tutte le persone che erano a Piazza San Pietro probabilmente sono in disaccordo con te, non pensano la stessa cosa. Siamo anche nel 2016, quindi questo vuol dire che molte persone ovviamente non credono come credevano nel passato, però secondo me un altro dei motivi per cui c'era così tanta gente è perché hanno servito pizza napoletana in Vaticano.
Yeah, well, again you're absolutely reflecting what most people, I think, are saying, but I'm interested, you know, in the feeling about it in Italy generally. Is it, because over here she's quite a controversial figure, Mother Teresa, of course, because of all the allegations and incidents that I've just been talking about, but in Italy do people care about any of that?
Ovviamente la religione è una parte fondamentale della cultura italiana. Un sacco di persone, penso il 92% della popolazione sia cattolica romana. Quindi sì, la religione ha un posto importante, i santi hanno un posto importante, anche la figura di Madre Teresa comunque ha un posto importante.
Well, no, let me just stop you there. I mean, just clarify that last point if you would.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sì, continuo a parlare, non so bene che cosa tu vuoi che io dica, yeah. Però sì, al Vaticano c'erano oltre 100.000 partecipanti, nonché 13 capi di Stato e di Governo, tra cui il primo ministro indiano. E ovviamente bisogna anche ricordare l'importanza di Madre Teresa di Calcutta che ha avuto sul popolo indiano.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I mean, if you look at it in modern terms, I mean, why was Mother Teresa such a revered figure? I mean, if it is true that she took, well, I think it is true, she did take money from dictators in order to fund her work. I mean, you know, surely, I think I'm right in saying I'm no religious expert, but I don't think there are any other saints, for instance, George, Andrew, and Greavesy, that ever took money from dictators apart from other traditions. It makes her unique as a saint, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sì, certamente. Questa come ho detto prima, è una figura molto, molto importante, ma allo stesso tempo anche molto, molto controversa. Ci sono persone che pensano appunto che il fatto che lei abbia preso soldi da capi di Stato e capi religiosi e capi di altre cose ha ovviamente avuto una ripercussione su come persone la percepiscono.
Yeah, all right. Well, no, I mean, again, there are conflicting points of view. I mean, I do hear what you're saying, and I know there are people listening to this that are going to be agreeing with that. I mean, where next for, you know, the Catholic Church has gone through a turbulent time, I suppose, with everything and the quiet boys. And I just, where next for the Catholic Church? Where next?
Ovviamente questo non lo sappiamo. Per quanto riguarda Madre Teresa, però,
possiamo dire che oggi pomeriggio dalle 16 alle 18 le reliquie di Madre Teresa saranno esposte per la venerazione nella Basilica di San Giovanni in Laterano, che è la cattedrale di Roma. E sempre domani alle 10 in piazza San Pietro il cardinale Pietro Parolin, segretario di Stato Vaticano, celebrerà la messa.
I mean, yeah, you're right, it's a serious subject. Final question, what's your favourite kind of pasta?
Oh, bella, bella domanda, ovviamente la carbonara. Sono di Roma, non posso che dire la carbonara.
Great. Thanks very much, Frederica. She's our foreign Italian correspondent there, discussing the beatification over the weekend of Mother Teresa in St. Peter's Square in the Vatican in Rome. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at just about 3:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. A new chair of the Home Affairs Select Committee is expected to be announced next month after Keith Vance resigned. The Labour MP made the decision following a scandal involving male escorts and Class A drugs. Tim Lawton has been confirmed as interim chairman.
Because of the media attention that he has inevitably attracted, clearly that could be ongoing and that could undermine the very important work and very important studies that we need to carry out. And on that basis, he has taken that decision and the committee agreed with him that that was the right course of action for him to take with regret.
Prolific hate preacher Anjem Chowdhury has been jailed for 5.5 years for inviting support for the Islamic State group. His co-accused Mohammed Rahman has been given the same sentence at the Old Bailey. Chowdhury, who backed the terrorist group in a series of talks posted on YouTube, was also handed a 15-year reporting order so he can be monitored. Two 15-year-olds have admitted killing a mother and her 13-year-old daughter in Spalding in Lincolnshire. The boy and girl have pleaded guilty to manslaughter but deny murder. They're due to go on trial next month. Controversial plans for new grammar schools in England appear to have been accidentally revealed. An official from the Department for Education was photographed with a document suggesting it's a Conservative Party policy. Any plans to open new grammar schools are likely to face fierce opposition from Labour and the Liberal Democrats. And Prince Harry has made a donation to the campaign to buy tickets for Brazilian children so they can go to the Rio Paralympics. The Fill the Seats fundraising bid was set up after it was revealed last month only 12% of seats have been taken. The International Paralympic Committee says they've now sold 1.5 million tickets for the Games, which gets underway tomorrow. The weather warm and muggy across many areas tonight. Cloudy with patchy rain in the far northwest. Lows of 15 degrees. Tomorrow's going to see a misty start across much of the UK, with sunny spells developing for most areas. Very warm with highs of 25. There's more in half an hour.
Very good.
Thank you, John.
Yes. So, you're listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit, there is your chance to win some meat. Chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. We're not racist. In a game of band or genuine name of Royal Variety Show style stage act. If you'd like to play on the radio in the next 10 or 15 minutes against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
You can text this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could well be speaking to Asprod Cass, who is through the miserable window. And she will call you and get you on the radio in order to play a game of all that what I just said. You're listening to Talk Radio then? I'm John Holmes.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just before we were talking to our foreign correspondent there, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock was whether or not we need cups in 2016. Do we still need cups? It's a big contentious issue, of course. Do we need them now we've got solid food and revenge porn? Why do we need them? Thomas was on the phone, of course, arguing that we don't need them anymore. Martha was arguing that we do. A lot of reactions were coming in, though, Cornelius. What have you got there?
Lots coming in. Fingers Wakely says, cut this, cut that. Not one mention of the poor saucers that have to catch the dregs. Yep. Anna Kendrick said... And finally, Mr. List has sent us a list of cups for us. Yep. He said, sippy.
Yes.
the FA, T, and FA.
Right, it's 3:33. I am John Holmes. The news, right? Now, the news is brought to us in scoop breaking detail by Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
And each and every day she comes in here, rightly so, armed to the teeth with journalism. And yesterday, Victoria, we handed you a scoop, which all the papers have picked up on today, right? It's in the Telegraph,
Telegraph, BBC News, it's on, I swear I've seen it elsewhere, Huffington Post.
I think one of the tabloids I saw this story in. And we, yesterday, on this programme, the one you work on, were the first people to break this and mention this news. Here's what happened yesterday. Earlier, he came in, right, angry that Sainsbury's, right, had stopped doing his meal deal that he favours. And what did he say?
So what they've done, right, and I'm surprised this isn't in the papers, what they've done is they've repackaged all of their sandwiches. So just new packaging.
Right.
And then they've gone all new. But what they've done is they've reduced their meal deal range to about 1/5, I'd say, of the sandwiches that are available in that. So you can't get the wraps, they're not in the meal deal.
The wraps aren't
anymore
in the meal deal.
The sub sandwiches, which I love, they're not in the meal deal. That's all you're getting is your standard sort of
Plowman's,
prawns, you know.
So are you telling me I can't get my roast chicken salad, the sub, in the meal deal?
I don't know, I didn't check that one, but it does look like that.
You're listening to crap. That we look at us breaking the news.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Paul Ross tries to set the news agenda in the morning, doesn't he? Julia Hartley Brewer picks up that baton, wipes it clean, and then runs with it. And here we are scooping the news. I mean, I mean, you were leading on Keith Vaz. You were talking about Anjam Trowdery,
mm-hmm.
you know, and right under your newsy nose was this huge story.
Huge story about the Sainsbury's meal deals.
I've got a couple of points to make in response to your confrontation here.
It's an intervention.
Okay, fine. Number one,
yes.
I'd have to listen to your show to have noticed.
You should be doing that. It's your job.
Number two, you said you brought me the scoop, but this is the first time that you've actually mentioned it to me, so that's not actually true.
We presumed that you were listening.
You know I don't listen. It's
well,
just like
be.
John and
do
my
you listen
bulletins
to Julia's show?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah,
I do listen to hers because it's newsworthy.
The Daily Mail have got an in-depth article, according to Google Notes. It says in-depth.
Okay.
Right.
The Mirror as well, The Star. The Star picked
you
it up
said,
and you
said.
It. It should be in the papers.
That's what you said.
And it is in the papers.
And you know what?
It's just not on the radio.
It affects real people. That's what it is. It affects real people. It's not like this Keith Vaz is not important.
It kind of
this
is important.
This is hitting people every day, every morning.
In the pocket.
Yeah, in the pocket.
Yeah.
They're looking for a duck and hoisin wrap to go with for their lunch. But oh no, they're having to pay well over £4, maybe £5 if they want a bottle of Pepsi Max with cherry infusion and a bag of some bites chili flavour.
This is hitting people in the back pocket, not like Keith. Oh no, hang on. Anyway, just trying to help Victoria. Well, next time we'll bring you the scoop.
Next time, maybe actually communicate with me.
Are you going to put it in your 4 o'clock bulletin?
What,
take audio from the show like you do with Julia's
you
show?
You can take that audio.
Yeah.
It was yesterday though, isn't it? It's old news.
We'll use that. Use the back pocket thing.
No.
Okay.
Can I go now?
Yes.
I've got to write the 4 o'clock and actually get some.
We've
real
just written
news
it for you.
No, but I want to talk about rent boys and terrorism.
What, and then write the news?
That is the news.
You want to go, don't you?
Yeah. Oh. I'm going to do that. Bye.
I think she's equally miffed because to get her to stay in the studio, we said we got her a present.
No. Breaking news, by the way. I've got some. I can do it.
Okay.
Tim Loughton. Mm. Just been hearing about this. Tim Loughton. We've just got this breaking news. Tim Loughton will be taking on the role of disgraced head of the Home Affairs Parliamentary Select Committee. He's taking that role. He has been handed the numbers for the Rent Boys.
Oh, excellent.
So, also a scoop there. So, in the next bit, we'll give away some meat. Not in the keep. Never mind. Chicken, beef, or lamb, or a box of organic veg. If you'd like to play a game of band or genuine stage name of Royal Variety Show style act, we'll do it next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
Talk and bear.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Morning. So you got an IT crisis?
Yeah, my machine's not responding.
Have you pressed Alt Command F7?
Alt Command F7. No, F6. You just said F7?
Yeah, I meant F6.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. Like the all-in-one breakfast wrap. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has. At your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new cars at their sales event between the 8th and 12th of September. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range, at participating retailers from the 8th to the 12th of September. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still looking very busy for South Yorkshire's A1M after an early closure near the M18 between junctions 35 and 34. It has been lifted following an accident involving a horse box, but you're still queuing both ways. A breakdown in Northampton has left queues on the northbound M1 from junctions 15A to 17. Behind that, 10 to 11 is looking very busy after an accident. And you'll find some queuing traffic on the coastbound M2 in Kent. In fact, long delays towards the scene of an accident between 5 for Sittingbourne and 6 for Faversham. One lane still closed for the recovery of the two vans involved. I'm Joanna Adams.
Jerry.
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ockles did it. Right, it's time now. The time is the time to give away some meat on Talk Radio. Ah, yes. The beautiful meat. Or a box of organic veg, we're not racist. Let's play. Today's meat giveaway game is that of band or something, but band or what? Well, I'm going to tell you. Today it's a game of band or genuine name of Royal Variety Show style act. That's what we're going to be playing, band or Royal Variety Show style act. On the telephone to play it is a listener who craves the meat or the box of organic visionary. Is it Ollie? Hello, Ollie.
Hello, John.
Hello, Ollie. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Yep. So, what do you do, Ollie?
I work in a supermarket at the moment.
Super, ah. Mm. A meat...
Is it Sainsbury's? Oh.
No, just a bit more high class than Sainsbury's.
Yeah. Mm. Cornelius is angry about the meal deal.
Mm. you would have read about it in the papers.
Yeah, yeah, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah, big uproar.
Yeah. So, do your what supermarket? Well, you don't have to name it if you don't want to, but do you want to?
Yeah, it's Waitrose.
Fine. Do you do some kind of meal deal, perhaps a Waitrose style middle class meal deal?
Yeah, yeah, they do. It's like £4 something, but or £3 something. But yeah, it's pretty much the same as everyone else.
For some Kingfisher in a BAP.
Not that fancy.
All right. Now you've got. Where do you live, by the way?
In Bromley.
Oh, yeah, I know it. Never been. But I've heard of it, certainly. So, yeah, there's a Waitrose in Bromley. I find that very hard to believe. So, do you want meat or do you want a box of organic veg?
I would rather have the meat, please.
Which meat would you choose? You have the choice of chicken, beef, or lamb.
I will take the beef, please.
You will take the beef meat, the beet. All you have to do is, in this game, you were playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Who, against you, will have to tell me whether the thing I read out is the name of a band or the name of a Royal Variety Show style variety act, okay? That's how it's going to work. Asprodcast is through the glass, through the miserable window.
Yep.
And she's going to be keeping score. I think your phone's a bit rubbish there, Ollie.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Fine. Sorry, Hans.
No, it sounds fine.
Can you move slightly more nearer to a cell tower?
No, I can't, but I will now take it off speaker if that's made it any better.
No, that's made it worse, if anything. Go back, it was fine before.
Is this better?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Let's play. Band or Royal Variety Show style act thing. Playing for the beef is Ollie in Bromley. He works in a Waitrose. He's got a terrible phone signal. Ollie versus Cornelius, alphabetical order, of course. Ollie first. So, Ollie, is this a band or is it a Royal Variety Show style variety act? Amethyst. Amethyst.
I'm going to go with Royal Variety.
Is the right answer. He is. Amethyst is an escapology act.
Cool.
That's true. Here we go. Tigger Blake. Cornelius. Tigger Blake.
Variety act.
Yes. And I quote their website, a high-tech duo. Songy Side.
Oh, I'm going to go with band.
Is the right answer. Very good. Cornelius. Aftertaste.
Band?
No, they're a dance vocal group.
Oh. A vocal group? Yeah. A dance and vocal group?
Yes.
Sounds like a band to me.
It's a Royal Variety Show style act. You know the kind of thing. Please welcome...
Like a band.
Aftertaste. Umlaut. Ollie, umlaut.
I'm going to go with band.
They are a band, good. Cornelius, roboplegic.
variety act.
Band.
Oh.
Band. Sophistication.
Royal variety act.
Yes, they're an instrumental dance act. Very good. Rangatang.
Band.
They're the UK's top variety act.
Oh.
Toe Tag Tommy.
A band?
Yes. Christopher Caress.
variety act.
Hypnotist, yeah.
Yeah.
Beardsmith.
A band?
A vibrant party group. We're going to call that a variety act. Hypnosis.
Band.
Yes.
Yes.
Butt weasels.
I'll go with band.
Yes. He's right. All hat and no cattle.
All hat and no cattle. Band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Naughty Nigel Harvey. Naughty Nigel Harvey.
I'll go with Variety, yeah.
Yes, ventriloquist. Naughty right. Nigel Harvey. Naughty Keith Vaz.
Scandal.
Disgraced MP.
Yeah.
No points. Captain Coconut's Bubble-tastic.
A band?
No, he's a variety act who brings, and I quote, the magic of bubbles to any event. Much as Michael Jackson did back in the day. No children's parties. Malt liquor. Malt liquor.
Band.
Yes. Ollie. Band of variety act. Foopid. Foopid.
A band.
Is a band good? The Chinese Dicks Trio.
Variety act.
Yes. Not 100% sure what they do. Best gloss over it. And finally, Ollie, band or variety act? The Norks.
A variety act.
Band. So let's find out. Asprod Cass has been keeping score. She's through the glass. Cass.
Yep.
Fire up the system.
It's going.
Here we go. I do want to apologise, Ollie. First of all, we have to put the details into the system, and it's a very slow system. It's a dial up system. It's really slow. So apologies for that in advance.
Sorry, it's quite a slow system. Sorry,
it's quite a slow system.
We're in.
Okay, so here we go. With your score, Ollie, and just while we're inputting the details into the system, remember you are playing for some beef. Some beef.
How do you spell Ollie?
O-double-L-I-E.
No Y.
No, not a Y, no.
O-double-L-I-E-Y, that'd be Ollie Lee.
No, like E-L-L-Y, not E-L-L-I-E.
No, it was LL Cool J. Getting confused.
Okay, sorry.
Right, LL Cool J. I'll just spell it L.
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 L. L.
K. O. O.
Three L's.
No. Bloody hell.
L.
No, that wasn't an L. That was an expletive. L.
L.
Don't delete that. Right, ready? L.
L.
Is that your L or my L?
What's your L?
No, he was Superman's dad.
No, that was Cal. Oh, no, Kal-El was Superman, wasn't it? Not Jor-El.
Let's start again.
Okay.
Delete what you've got.
Yeah.
Right, now put... No, L.
L.
Don't put
I was spelling Ollie.
I thought we were spelling LL Cool J.
Well, you said to delete
this
everything.
This system's stupid. Put... delete that. L.
Why?
No, L.
No, why?
Don't delete the what?
No, why L when his name's Ollie? I don't understand.
Don't understand you.
I don't understand you.
I don't understand your mum.
I don't know your mum.
L. Neither do I. I was adopted at the age of... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Just delete... Put what you like, I don't care.
All right, okay. I'll just print it off. Sorry, it's quite...
a slow printer, Ollie.
It's new as well.
We got it cheap because it wasn't a manual. It's hard to work out.
Who's Manuel?
No. Right, we're done. Here we go. Are you still there, Ollie?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
I'm surprised about that. But anyway, you're playing for some beef. Your scores have been inputted into the system. We've printed them off. Cass, what did he score? What was the score?
Ollie got 8.
What did Cornelius get?
6.
Oh. Yes.
Hang on.
No, wait.
That makes Ollie the winner!
Yay! Ollie, 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 LL Cool J, LL Cool J, Ollie, 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 Ollie.
Hey, well done, Ollie. You've won some beef.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It will be in... You don't have to keep it. You can just pop it on the shelf at Waitrose if you want. Make a bit of a profit. Up to you. That was Ollie. He's won some beef in a game of Bandor variety show style variety act. And you are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. I guess Sam Delaney will be along very shortly in order to tell us what's coming up on his show. Ahead of that, what I'm going to tell you is that I am double dipping.
Excuse me?
I'm double dipping at the moment. I am doing two radio shows.
What, at the moment?
Yes. No.
Right now?
Not right now, no. Because all this week I'm sitting in for Edith Bowman.
The Scotch.
The Scotch one, who ordinarily does Virgin Radio Breakfast. And I'm sitting in all week covering breakfast for her. And then I do that from 6 in the morning till 10 over on our sister station, Virgin. And then I have to come here to do this show. So I'm doing two shows in the day.
Wow. How are you finding it?
I'm tired. It's only Tuesday. But, you know, I think it's gone fine. Cass came in and said I was like an overtired child who'd gone a bit weird.
Really?
That's what she said. I don't know.
When I walked past, you just looked really bored.
What, this morning?
Yeah, because there's a window into the studio.
Yes.
That we all walk past.
Yes.
Everyone does as they come into the building.
Yeah.
And you were just sort of slumped on a chair.
Yes, well, I was playing Tom O'Dell.
I like Tom O'Dell.
Yeah.
Do you not?
Well, I don't. Yeah, but he's boring. So I was bored. I mean, later I played Green Day, which I was quite excited about. And then I played Fall Out Boy. And then I played Rent by the Pet Shop Boys because we were doing a special inappropriate playlist for Keith Vaz. So I played Fall Out Boy. I've got a name for it as well. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's the Topical Triple Play.
God.
Of inappropriate songs. So I played Fall Out Boy for Keith Vaz because, you know, Rent Boy, Fall Out Boy. And the song was Sugar We Going Down. What Sugar?
What Sugar?
It's a white sort of powder, isn't it? And We're Going Down. I mean, I don't need to explain that.
Yeah.
Right, so I played that. And then I played Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
Rent.
And Boys.
Exactly. And then I played Sugar Babes and Round Round.
Why?
Because he pretended to be a washing machine salesman. See the fun I have? Anyway, I'm doing that from 6 till 10 every weekday morning this week, if you would like to join me on there. Because, you know, otherwise it's just Paul Ross, and who wants that? Here's Sam Delaney. Who's on next? Hi, Sam Delaney.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, you?
I'm all right, thanks, yeah.
Good.
How is it doing? So, do you not have anyone like a Cornelius-type character at Virgin?
It's just me.
Do you find that better?
Yeah.
It's nicer?
Yeah.
Yeah, without him hanging about. Absolutely. I can imagine that.
Yeah, just talking.
Have you talked much about Keith Faz's alter ego, Jim the Washing Machine Man?
We have. Well, in that honour, I played Round Round by the Sugar Babes earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have mentioned it, certainly.
I love alter egos.
Yeah, good.
Like, politicians often have to... There was someone... Who was it? Someone last year. Very often. Oh, it was the Crab, Stephen Crab, we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Because he got sex scandalised, didn't he, when he wanted to be the Prime Minister.
Yeah. Was this a text one, text-based?
Yeah, texting people, again, making up really spurious, easy-to-uncover tales. And it's always like, are you that MP I've seen? No. No, I'm not Keith Vaz, the MP. Definitely not. I am, in fact, Jim... And I am a... And then he just looks around the room, and the first thing he sees is a washing machine. Goes, I'm a washing machine salesman.
Not even
that's
a repairman. Just a salesman.
Salesman,
That's how it all happened, because...
It was a bit of a porno film premise.
No, he rang someone, and he ordered a plumber, and they misheard.
Well, anyway, yeah.
This is Cornelius, he used to work here.
Yeah. To be fair to Cornelius, that's the quickest he's ever come up with something like that.
Well, he said it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that explains a lot.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm going to fill a full 3 hours with discussion of politicians' alter egos when caught in sexual hygiene.
You can have that. Like, yeah.
I will be using that a lot. Yeah.
Good. All right.
That's it, really.
Good, that'll do.
Yeah.
Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock. I'll be on Virgin Breakfast tomorrow if you want to, you know, go over there. 6 till 10, then back here tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoon. We'll leave you with poetry. You know the news, Cornelius?
Oh, God. Quite I can't get my head around.
It's quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Well, many people can't, and we like to help you. And we do that, of course, on this show by breaking the news down to its component parts. When you do that, what do you get? Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We leave you, good afternoon, with the news in haikus.
Walks into a glass door, which I guess was Paso Doble glazed.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.